786-4949. That's April 8th through 16th at Berean SDA Church, 1244 North Union.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I discuss? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I discuss?
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not take your power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that.
I will never say that Congress is made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome to the Morning Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And you need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Oh, Lord, we have so much stuff to talk about. I'm not done here, y'all. I am not done here with it, with this, what's going on in Jefferson City. I'm not done here with what our legislators are doing. I am not done here with informing you about the things that are going on undercover. And I have to keep telling you, I must keep telling you that 500,000 people got out in the streets and they changed the world. Those 500,000 people in Los Angeles, those 30,000 people in Arizona, those 20,000 people in city after city after city all over the world, change the world. The bill that has come out of the Senate is a world of difference from the, it's everything that, it's just about everything that they wanted. All y'all need to do right now is pick up the phone and hound these legislators. When they get up in the cover of Jefferson City, they lose their mind. You know what I did yesterday? Y'all just working me. You know what I did yesterday? Yesterday, I went to the Missouri Ethics Commission, okay, on the net. The mind is a terrible thing to waste, not having the internet, okay? Because you, if you don't have the internet, you waste a lot of time trying to get this information. Having the internet is a beautiful thing. Broadband is the best. Here's what I found out when I went to the Missouri Ethics Commission. Because we're trying to figure out if these are horrible people. How horrible these legislators are. So what I did was I went to the Missouri Ethics Committee. And you know what? Y'all know who Jack Abramoff is, right? Y'all know who Jack Abramoff is. He's a lobbyist. A lobbyist that influenced all kinds of legislators to vote on behalf of the issues that Jack Abramoff told them to vote. Told them all to vote like that, right? Told them all to vote like the lobbyist was running the country. Legislators didn't care what they were voting on. They just wanted to know what the lobbyist could get them. Now, granted, I haven't been able to find the big money that Jack Abramoff brought to Congress. But I have been able to find some little money that has been taken to Jefferson City to buy off your legislators. You want to hear what I found? I did a little lobbyist check. A lobbyist check with some of your elected officials. Yes, it did. You see, at the Missouri Ethics Commission, lobbyists are supposed to report how much money they spend when they're out there hustling your elected officials. And they tell you how much money they spend by legislator. Okay? So I decided to do, you know, I said, what are the odds? I bet you Rodney's taking a lot of money. I bet Rodney's been taken out a lot by these lobbyists. I bet he has, Rodney Hubbard. Bet he has, just because of the pattern of behavior that he's engaged in since he's been there. So let me just do a little search, a little searchy-worchy here on Rodney Hubbard. Rodney Hubbard for the year 2005, Rodney Hubbard took more money from a lobbyist than a whole lot of other folks out there. $2,000 they spent hustling Rodney Hubbard. Over $2,000 they spent hustling Rodney Hubbard. Now, what is interesting, y'all, they also put the names of all you got to do is put their name in. And then they'll tell you all of the lobbyists that have taken out a particular elected official. From judges on down, y'all. From judges on down. We can't let them get away with doing what they do in the dark. Rodney Hubbard, $2,000, right? So I decided to look at who the people Rodney hanging out with and compare them to the people that Ted Hoskins has been hanging out with. Then I decided to do one more thing, but I'm going to share this with you. Two of the people that Rodney Hubbard and Ted Hoskins, the lobbyists that they're hanging out with, are Ed Martin Jr. and Cheryl Dozier. Who are they? They are they're voucher people. They are voucher people. Voucher people. Ed Martin is also the Republican recently appointed the only people that Ed Martin lobbies for are voucher companies. Two people he lobbies for, and they're both voucher people. Two people that Cheryl Dozier lobbies for, they're both voucher people. And guess what? I bet you know what's coming. You think that any of the people that Jeff, that Ed Martin lobbies for, and any of the people that Cheryl Dozier lobbies for, do you think any of them have given, any of those companies have given money to Ted Hoskins and Rodney Hubbard? You doggone, Rodney Hubbard, you doggone Skippy. You doggone Skippy. In fact, there was one day, January 10th, I guess Ed Vouchers Martin, who's now, by the way, overseeing elections in the city of St. Louis, because that's who Matt Blunt and that's who Francis Slay gave his blessings to. Put a Republican pro-voucher, super voucher, work for voucher people on our board of election. Ed Martin is. Now, Ed Martin Jr. So I just looked at the little lists. I looked at the little lobbyist reports. On January 10th, 2006, Edward Martin took Rodney Hubbard. Edward Martin took Ted Hoskins. And Edward Martin took, oh my goodness, Yaphet El Amin. Out for a little looky-loo, little dinner, little something-something. Little noshing, if you will, a little nosh. Are y'all concerned? This man, the only thing that he hustles on behalf of are vouchers. Yaphet El Amin wants a job promotion. She wants to become senator. I'm concerned all the way through because Yaphet El Amin is saying that she's going to support, as a committee woman, endorse a Republican, Jim Buford Slay and Darnetta Clingstell. Oh, you don't get a job promotion if you're endorsing Republicans. Oh, you don't get a job promotion. And now that I see that you're being taken out with Ted Hoskins, with Rodney Hubbard, by a guy who's only one, you know, ladies, we've all been at the place where men have only one thing on their mind. But this man, the only thing on his mind, Edward Martin, is vouchers. 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 And when you look down the list of how many times that Theodore, Ted Hoskins went out with Edward Martin, Vouchers King, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times in 2005. Now, you don't think that's a big deal? Well, if you count 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 times, he only went out with lobbyists 14 times. The overwhelming majority of the people that he went out with is the voucher dude. Is the voucher dude. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Apparently, Edward R. Martin, the vouchers king. Y'all need to call Ted Hoskins. He's up there getting ready to argue today. And trust me, other folks are looking into this too. The amount of money that they're getting, some of it looks illegal. Some of it looks illegal. We'll get to that in just a minute. Ted Hoskins' phone number is 573-751-0169. His home phone number is 524-6647. 500,000 people got in the streets. All y'all have to do is pick up a phone. All y'all have to do is pick up a phone. There should be no peace for these people that are selling us out cheap. You hanging out with lobbyists more than anybody else. And wait a minute. Not only did Ted Hoskins, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, I'm sorry, 20 times Ted Hoskins went out with lobbyists in the year 2005. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times, 9 times. Out of those 20 times that he went out with lobbyists, 9 times were with voucher people. Because I forgot to add in Cheryl Dozier. He spent more time with voucher lobbyists than any other lobbyist that he went out with. Rodney Hubbard went out with lobbyists in the year 2005. He went out with a voucher lobbyist 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, my goodness. 7 times. And he had about 20 visits or so, too. Only he got $2,100. They'd spent $2,000. He ain't cheap. Rodney said, you got to pay me $2,000 lobbyist spent on Rodney. And I'm telling you, Yaphet El Amin, on January 10th, went out with the same vouchers lobbyist. So my question is, how's Yaphet voting on this? How'd she vote on it last time? Oh, I believe she was supportive of the voucher piece, y'all. She wants a job promotion. She wants a job promotion. Y'all need to understand that the reason why these folks are doing what they're doing is because it's under cover of darkness. Under the cover of darkness. You got to understand that this is under the cover of darkness. That's why y'all need to pick up the phone. Rodney's phone number is 573-751-2383. 573-751-2383. Y'all need to be blowing that. They're voting today. They're arguing today. You need to take the thrill off. You need to show these people that you are watching them and that you don't approve of this and that you don't believe in dialing for dollars. That all you got to do is dial these folks up and give them some dollars and they are on your side. This is outrageous. And any legislator that is supporting the connection, make the connections, connect the dots. Rodney Hubbard is also, he's a committee man, right? He's a committee man, right? You think he's supporting Francis Slay's slate? Well, Francis Slay gave him $500. You can answer that question your own self. The answer would be yes. The answer would be yes, Bob. I'm going to say yes on that. Rodney Hubbard is endorsing a Republican for the school board. So what does your money get you for Rodney? It gets you a lot. He don't even stay within the confines of his own party, let alone the confines of the interest of his people. That would be a yes, Bob. You need to call these people. You need to burn their phone lines up. Not done with this. You shouldn't be done with this. It's horrifying, y'all. It is horrifying when you go on the net and you look at all of these voucher industries that are out there. They're not out there because they give a horse's patoot about our children. Do you think all these moneyed people care about whether our kids get educated? If that's the case, then why didn't George W. Bush vote for billions of dollars to be spent to rebuild the schools that are here? Because he don't control the schools that are here. And his friends can't make any money. Barbara Bush is out here telling the Katrina fund that her husband and Bill Clinton ran around pushing after Katrina. Yeah, I'm going to give money to the fund, but only if you take that money and give it to the computer program that my thieving son, Neil, is pushing on schools. You remember Neil Bush? Say savings and loans. Now you remember him. Say savings and loan failure. Now you remember Neil. These people are in the education business because they want to make the money. It's taxpayers' money. It's the easiest taxpayers' money in the world to get a hold of. It's the easiest taxpayers' money in the world to get a hold of. They want your baby's money. They ain't here because they give a hoot about your children. Think of all the why you cut Head Start if you care about kids? Why do you cut food stamps if you care about kids? Why do you cut health care if you care about kids? You don't care about the education of no child. What you want is the money that their districts have. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have to take a break, but that's all right. I'll be back.
My name is Peter Downs. In the last 3 years, we've seen St. Louis schools lose 25 accreditation points.
Peter Downs has been a public schools parent for 18 years and has two children currently in St. Louis public schools.
Violence in schools has soared and the dropout rate has shot up.
As publisher and editor of the St. Louis Schools Watch, Peter Downs has been an advocate for all children.
It is time to turn our schools around.
Peter Downs' reporting helped prod the management of St. Louis Public Schools to clean up lead contamination at Mann's school.
Vote for me on April 4th. Let's build a school board that wants to educate every child. Let's build a school board that will work with parents and the community to build the kind of schools that St. Louisans want.
As a school board member, Peter Downs will be able to do even more.
Together, we can make a difference. Vote for Peter Downs for school board.
Peter Downs is a parent's choice for school board.
My name is Peter Downs. Vote for me on April 4th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, treasurer.
How do you become a hero at work? It's easy. Just drop your business card at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, 9449 Olive Boulevard. Your friends at AM 920 will draw a new winner every week beginning Friday, March 10th, and deliver a basket of goodies on Monday to the winning workplace. Contest ends May 29th, 2006. No purchase necessary. Employees of WGNE Radio and contributing sponsors not eligible. One prize per employer, please. The WGNE Workplace Hero from the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, Thomas Brand Coffee, and AM 920 WGNU.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
...6:31 at WGNU, time for a look at traffic, and traffic this hour is brought to you by Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion. Taking a look at traffic right now, eastbound Highway 40 between Clarkson and Clayton, traffic is in good shape there. On southbound 55 at 4500 South Broadway, there's still some construction work going on, and the two left lanes are closed. On eastbound 70 around T.R. Hughes and Highway 79, traffic is heavy there. Downtown, the Poplar Street Bridge is in pretty good shape right now. The Dr. King Bridge at the Laclede's Landing is on the move. And westbound 64 at 5570, traffic is normal. Northbound Highway 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge, no problems to report there. In both directions, Highway 141 between Marshall and Vance, construction work has one lane closed northbound and two lanes southbound. There will be delays there. Report of an accident with an injury at Mackland and Filer this morning. Traffic brought to you by Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion. A woman's glow is beautiful, and now every woman can enhance her own glow with new Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion with skin brighteners. Visit Dove.com for your free sample while supplies last. WGNU time is 6:33. The weather forecast is calling for partly sunny skies today with a high near 65. Partly cloudy tonight. The overnight low should be about 45. And for Thursday, partly sunny and breezy with a chance of rain or a thunderstorm, the high near 75. Right now it's 42 degrees here at WGNU. Back to more of the wake-up call with Liz Brown in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Cheryl.
Hi, my name is Dove.
And we are the hosts of the new Crime Time Live talk show on WGNU.
Do you have a question that you've been dying to ask a private investigator?
We will take your questions and discuss topics that you won't want to miss every Monday night at 10.
Need to get a background check?
How do you protect yourself when looking for Mr. and Mrs. Wright?
Can't find someone that owes you money?
Find out how on Crime Time Live, Monday nights at 10.
My name is Leroy Gill. I'm a resident of University City. I'm also a huge supporter of Shelley Welsh, who is running for mayor of University City. I've known Shelley Welsh for a number of years, and in that time, she has proven herself to be very proactive, family-oriented, and very supportive of University City and the surrounding area. I strongly believe Shelley Welsh is the best choice. Vote April 4th for Shelley Welsh. For mayor of University City.
Paid for by Shelley Welsh for mayor, Julie Neenan, treasurer.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black owned and black operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Who's the hero where you work? The receptionist that can balance 12 things at once? The whiz kid that can change a toner cartridge without making a mess? The assistant that finds everything you misplace? Well, now it's your turn. All you have to do is drop your business card at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, 9449 Olive Boulevard, and you could be the next WGNU Workplace Hero. We'll draw a new winner every week beginning Friday, March 10th, and you'll be the hero of your workplace on Monday when we deliver a basket full of assorted goodies from Great Harvest Bread, Thomas Premium Blend Coffee, and WGNU Radio. Contest ends May 29, 2006. Employees of WGNU Radio and contributing sponsors not eligible. One prize per employer, please. So go ahead, be a hero. Visit the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store at 9449 Olive Boulevard. Leave a business card and that's it. You could be the next WGNU Workplace Hero. Sponsored by the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, Thomas Brand Coffee, and AM 920 WGNU.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Hello, Liz.
Yes.
Did you hear about the NAACP is having a press conference this morning?
I did not.
A press conference to defend this guy that made this racial statement. On the radio.
You've got to be kidding me.
I would.
You have got to be. We have the worst. St. Louis has the worst NAACP in the whole world. They have bought and owned.
I wouldn't give them a dime. Years ago, I used to support them. I wouldn't. You know,
wait a minute. How do you know this?
Because it came on the TV this morning. They said they're going to have a press conference, and they're defending this guy. Yep, sure did. My husband.
The guy that called out Condoleezza by her name?
Yeah. My husband liked to fell out. He was getting ready for work. He said, would you listen to this? What? Now, Liz... Real quick, did you say Yepet Alamine was supporting the slate for a school board?
That is correct.
See, let me say this, and I'm gonna get off of here. Let me say this: we need to find out all these people. Now I know Freeman Bosley Senior and Junior is running a commercial on these radio stations. I just heard about that yesterday. all these people, now, Freeman Bosley Sr. has a ward. Everybody in his ward need to vote him out of there.
Well, see, remember, that when you go to the poll on next Tuesday, make sure you vote no, because Freeman Bosley Sr. has a bill up there that would make it difficult to recall older people. There are people that want him out that almost got him out. So that's another way you have to vote no on that.
But, Liz, we have got to start...
Yep. Well, we've got to start policing our people.
Right.
We have to start policing
really
our people.
Yeah. I mean, why would anybody, the morale of the teachers are so low, teachers are going to get out of here next year, retiring just because the school board is so bad. I just don't see how anybody can support that clean spell and these people for the next school board. It
cha-ching,
is
cha-ching, cha-ching. People are supporting because of money.
Getting paid.
But look at how cheaply they don't even get a piece of silver to sell their community out. They're not getting any kind of real money. They're not getting any kind of real money to sell their community out. This is outrageous. Yeah. This is outrageous. And that's why you've got to keep an eye on what's going on in Jefferson City, too,
right
now, because the fact of the matter, it's all about getting our education dollars. They want our money, and they don't care about our children. We have to stop them.
Yeah.
Did you call Ted Hoskins?
You know what? The other day when you gave
okay,
that
yes or no? Did you call him or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, and what happened?
Nothing.
What do you mean what happened? Nothing.
I couldn't get through.
Okay.
Unless it was a lot of people calling.
Well, of course there were a lot of people calling.
At the same time.
Of course. What time did you call him?
This was around, I guess, about 11 o'clock.
He took his phone off the hook, too.
Oh, Lord.
He took his phone off the hook, too. Okay, so here's what I'm going to give you
the
state number.
Okay.
573-751-0169. That's his Jefferson City number.
Okay.
Okay, because they can't take that phone off the hook.
Liz, real quick, because this baby is having a fit. She just want to say hi. It's my grandbaby. She loved to hear you say, what the? Here, say hi to Miss Liz.
Hi, Miss Liz.
Hey, baby, what's your name?
Micah.
Micah, hi, how are you?
I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you for listening.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
What the?
Okay.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. These legislators... We're supposed to be watching them. This isn't an issue of trust anymore. They've already demonstrated that they need to be watched in a relationship. You're supposed to watch what's going on and work in your relationship, right? You need to call these people. You need to be on these people. Right now in Jefferson City, they are arguing over, debating over. They're running commercials statewide about, oh, yeah, vouchers are good for you. Vouchers are good for you. Then put them in Clayton. Then put them in outstate Missouri. Then put them there. If they're so good for you. How'd that charter school thing work out for our community when they only put the charter schools in our districts? Think of all the babies' lives that have been experimented on. All the babies that have been lost. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920. I will get Yafit's number in just a minute. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Kevin.
Yes, how you doing, Liz?
I am outstanding.
Okay, that's good. It took us a long time to really know what's going on up in Jeff City and what's going on, period, with elected officials. It's like you said, it's all about the money. It's all about money. They don't care nothing about what's going on in the community, like you said. We went up there to lobby a couple of bills, and the first thing that came out of Ted Hoskins' mouth and Rodney Hubbard was what we're going to give them.
Bill did you go up there to lobby about?
Well, this has something to do with the firefighters in St. Louis County.
Okay.
We're trying to pass a bill to just think about this. Right now in your districts, you got to run district wide. The whole district you got to lobby 16,000 people to get on the board. So we wanted to set it up like wards. In wards, where you have to run in three different wards, you have to run in your ward, and that way we get more blacks on the board.
And Ted Hoskins and Rodney Hubbard said what?
They don't want to vote for it first place the union bagging them. The second place, the first thing they said was we didn't give no money to their campaign.
That's what they said out their mouth.
Jeff Elamine, we was talking about how the minister was coming in to St. Louis. She was like, who's the man? What minister? She said, when you say the minister, you know who you're talking about. You're talking about Farrakhan. And she was like, what minister?
So Rodney Hubbard and Ted Hoskins said, you didn't give any money to me.
They didn't give no money to their campaign. So, and you know what the killing part is, Liz? When Ted Hoskins was mayor of Berkeley, the union tried to impeach him out of Berkeley. We was the only ones to stand by him to fight for him to keep his mayor's job.
And now it's time to take... Well, see, here's what y'all should have done. It's too late now. It's too late now. Ted Hoskins is in there for two more years because nobody filed against him. One of y'all should have filed against him in the state rep seat. That's what y'all should have done to get him out. Okay? You have a base. Get him out.
You're right. But don't nobody believe us when we tell them about
it. Well, yes, people do believe it. You just have to work hard at it, okay? The fact of the matter is that he didn't get reelected in Berkeley, did he?
No.
Okay, so clearly he could be beaten. So the fact of the matter is y'all need to have a candidate ready to get him out.
Yep, you're right.
All right, and y'all need to be calling his office right now, not just on your issue. Y'all need to be calling his office right now on this voucher program.
Well, see, Liz, that affected the whole that bill would affect a whole lot of our district.
And this bill affects thousands and thousands and thousands of children.
Yes, I understand. You can bet I'm going to call them today.
You need to get everybody in your organization to call them, too, because we cannot afford just to be single-issue people, particularly when we know what the head of the snake is.
Yes.
If Ted Hoskins wasn't any good for your issue, he's not good for anybody else's issue. Everybody has a responsibility to get on the phone and to ride him, and he shouldn't have gotten a free pass. I can't run against him. He's out in the county. Y'all can.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Ted Hoskins' number is 573-751-0169. And I'll get back with Yaphet's number because y'all need to ask how she's going to support a Republican. Endorse a Republican. Ain't that some stuff? Get to me.
There's a new world coming. This one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, and you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with every day that passes by. Yeah.
My name is Shelley Welsh. I am running for mayor of University City, and I would like to ask for your support. We need a leader who will acknowledge that we can do better for our residents and our community, a leader who does not always see barriers to progress, but instead sees the possibilities for growth and greatness, a leader who encourages and welcomes citizen input and involvement in our community. I am that type of leader. I would appreciate your support on April 4th. Paid for by Shelley Welsh for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer.
Who's the hero where you work? The receptionist that can balance 12 things at once? The whiz kid that can change a toner cartridge without making a mess? The assistant that finds everything you misplace? Well, now it's your turn. All you have to do is drop your business card at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, 9449 Olive Boulevard, and you could be the next WGNU Workplace Hero. We'll draw a new winner every week beginning Friday, March 10th, and you'll be the hero of your workplace on Monday when we deliver a basket full of assorted goodies from Great Harvest Bread, Thomas Premium Blend Coffee, and WGNU Radio. Contest ends May 29, 2006. Employees of WGNU Radio and contributing sponsors not eligible. One prize per employer, please. So go ahead, be a hero. Visit the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store at 9449 Olive Boulevard. Leave a business card and that's it. You could be the next WGNU Workplace Hero. Sponsored by the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, Thomas Brand Coffee, and AM 920 WGNU.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Lagos. Former Liberian President Charles Taylor, who fled from his residence in exile on Monday, has been found in the northern part of Nigeria near the border with Cameroon. He has been ordered to be returned to Liberia to stand trial on war crimes. He's been accused of selling diamonds and purchasing weaponry for a rebel group who became known for cutting the hands and legs off of civilians during a 10-year civil war. He went into exile in Nigeria as part of an agreement to end that civil war. And Dateline Johannesburg. 12 people are known dead in a fire in an abandoned factory building in Johannesburg. Authorities say that exit routes in the building were cut off by property people had tried to remove from the building, which was occupied by squatters. There's a housing shortage in the city, and many people have taken refuge in such abandoned or condemned buildings, and many times those buildings have dangerous conditions. Another 33 people were hurt and taken to local hospitals. This is your wake-up call global news update.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrator salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, Treasurer.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else are you going to get big screen televisions, small screen televisions, washers, dryers, refrigerators, and the best deals in town? I'm telling you, this Sears has deals you can't find anywhere else in the state of Missouri. You need to get on down to Sears, talk to Jerome Williams, tell him that Liz Brown told you.
The information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
This is Liz Brown. We don't need no more trouble, but trouble is what we have, so we got to deal with it.
we have to deal with it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. And understand, one of the reasons why I am talking about this voucher program, that's obvious, the obvious reasons aside, this voucher program where they are stealing money from our children, stealing money from our children, stealing money from our children, is that it's percolating into the St. Louis schools politics. Understand that two people that Matt Blunt have put on our board of elections in the city of St. Louis, the Republican commissioner and the Democratic commissioner, both are people that are voucher fanatics. They are voucher fanatics. And we're going to be talking about some of that. It all bleeds into the same thing. It's all about the future of our children. There is no coincidence that a voucher fanatic was put on the Board of Election. Why do you think that Slay hasn't sent anybody up to Jefferson City to lobby against vouchers? He's not lobbying against vouchers. Because it's all part of the plan to take away public money and make private companies richer. The days of Enron are over. People that are too lazy to get a real job, like the Kenmy boy Lays and stuff, they'd rather steal money from you all. It's harder to steal money in the private sector, so let us go to the public sector where it's easier to steal money. And therein lies the voucher rub. This is a well-funded... Tell me, just to ask yourself... Why are they spending so much money on vouchers in the private sector, pushing the voucher program? How is it that Ted Hoskins got $10,000 here, $7,000 here? How is it Rodney Hubbard got $5,000 here? How do some candidates get $20,000 for their campaign? How do people have this kind of money? Why are the Waltons, Walmart people, spending this kind of money? Well, first of all, they don't feel it. And secondly, it's because they're going to get a big return on it. Oh, this is real. This is absolutely real. Y'all need to understand that vouchers, charter schools, and privatization are all the same beast. And that is what is at stake in this election coming up on Tuesday. All of this. You must call Ted Hoskins at 573-751-2383. Why? Because he's the chairman of the Black Caucus, for Christ's sake. He is the chairman of the Black Caucus. And he is out there doing it to you and your children and taking money, meeting with lobbyists. Hanging out with lobbyists, partying with lobbyists, going to dinner with voucher lobbyists. The Jack Abramoffs of the voucher world. Pushing this lobbying stuff on folks. Pushing this voucher stuff on folks. Understand the influence of Jack Abramoff. And then you'll understand the influence of lobbyists. Super lobbyists. You're on the wake-up call, Kim.
No, it's Tim. How you doing, man?
Tim, good morning.
Right. I mean, to change the subject a little, but I want to comment about the little girl last night. You hear about the little girl, Shante, the poet last night, the black poet?
No, I did not.
Okay, the one who wrote the... She wrote a poem last night about America's pastime. It was on Paul Dezon last night, CNN.
She wrote a poem last night, or she just related a poem?
I mean, she related a poem.
Okay, all right.
She got a lot of flack.
Oh, I know. This is the young African child that talked about enslavement.
Yes.
And sure, I've heard about her.
Yes, I just want to call in and just tell all the listeners, but that is beautiful.
It was a beautiful poem.
That was beautiful, and it warmed my heart, and it definitely warmed my heart to see her father stand behind her, because since a lot of black men get a lot of flack for not being there. You know, and I think it was just beautiful.
Thanks for your call.
All right, thank you.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. We'll be back with the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. You don't want to miss it. More and more stuff, y'all. More stuff. Stay with me.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, at 7 o'clock.
President Bush heads south of the border today with some big changes to U.S. immigration policy in the works. More from ABC's Ann Compton at the White House.
When he travels to Mexico, President Bush will be talking about the human side of the immigration argument, about treating foreign workers humanely. And spokesman Scott McClellan says Mexico will be reminded the border fence has two sides.
It's also an opportunity to talk about the responsibilities that we all have, that both governments have, to address the issues along the border and to secure our borders.
President Bush told Mexican journalists he wants Congress to approve more green cards each year for legal temporary workers coming into the U.S. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
There could be more changes on the president's team, Mr. Bush told his new chief of staff, Josh Bolton, to make any that he sees necessary. First, Bolton may need to adjust his body clock.
Friends say Bolton's not a morning person. He's more likely to stay late than come in early, but that will change with this new job. Andy Card was awake each morning by 4:20 a.m. Bolton's alarm clock gets reset on April 15.
Bolton replaces Card, who's retiring. In the State of the Union address, the president called for new fuel efficiency rules for light trucks and SUVs. Today we learned just what that will mean. Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta announces the new guidelines. History in the African desert today, a total solar eclipse, the first since 2003. Lee Wilson is a science teacher from California who traveled to Saloum, Egypt to see it.
The Peruvians and other cultures, you know, banged pots and pans together to scare the devil back away from the sun. We got a party going on here with the Egyptians. They're doing their dances, and they did their job. They scared that sun swallower right away.
The next one is in 2008. The Afghan parliament says a man who converted from Islam to Christianity should not be given asylum in another country. The charges against him were dropped earlier this week. This is ABC News.
The latest technology in headache medicine isn't an ingredient. It's a whole. Extra strength Tylenol Rapid Release Gels. The only pain reliever designed with laser drilled holes to release medicine. Holes that get the medicine out of the pill and into your body faster than ever before. Stop. Think. Tylenol Rapid Release Gels. Take only as directed.
Honey, I'm healthy. I don't need to sign up for a Medicare drug plan.
But Mom, Uncle Luis is just 71 and he takes so many pills. I mean, you never know.
I never thought of it that way.
The more you know about Medicare prescription drug coverage, the better it sounds.
Let me help you sign up. It's peace of mind.
I didn't do so bad with you, did I?
Mama.
For help, call 1-800-MEDICARE, go to Medicare.gov, or turn to each other. To avoid penalties, sign up by May 15th. Paid for by the Department of Health and Human Services.
They found him. Again, Nigerian police arrested former Liberian President Charles Taylor near the nation's border with Cameroon. Nigeria gave Taylor asylum. The U.S. has been pushing for him to be tried for crimes against humanity. Israel's Kadima Party is celebrating victory in yesterday's election, but Palestinian officials say they could have predicted it.
The Kadima victory was no surprise. The size certainly is less than expected. However, Palestinians have been expressing deep and serious concern and alarm at the fact that unilateralism is the name of the game.
That's former Palestinian cabinet minister Hanan Ashwari. Some calling it taking the scenic route through college. Their parents, who are footing the bill, however, may have some other choice words for students who take 5 or more years to graduate. Well, now the University of Texas is giving these students a little nudge to finish up faster. The school is hiking tuition up to 25%, depending on the family's income. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Here's another WGNU news update. This report is brought to you by McDonald's. I'm Peyton Colston reporting. In the news this morning, backers of a proposed ballot measure regarding stem cell research are applauding a Missouri Court of Appeals ruling that lets stand a trial court decision allowing the language in the title of the ballot. Don Rubin, the chairman of the Missouri Coalition for Life-Saving Cures, says this initiative would ensure Missourians have the same access to therapies and cures as everyone else, and will also allow Missouri institutions to work to fund those cures.
So the initiative protects the ability to move forward with life-saving research while at the same time banning cloning of a human being, and puts in place very strict boundaries to ensure that research takes place safely and ethically.
Opponents claim the ballot title is deceptively worded and does not accurately state the measure's provision on human cloning. There's no word on whether the opponents will appeal the latest ruling. In other news, the Service Employees International Union Local 2000 is throwing their support behind Tony Weaver in his bid for a seat on the Hazelwood Board of Education. Barbara Black, the president of the local union, says the union chose to support Weaver because of his support for the Hazelwood food service workers in their contract negotiations. Black says Weaver's opponent, Desiree Whitlock, was not given an SEIU endorsement because she attended a meeting where she supported negative statements made by the district about the lack of a contract. The Hazelwood Board of Education election is April 4th. And finally this hour, St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay and Rams running back Steven Jackson are trying to raise awareness for breast cancer. Slay and Jackson were introduced as the honorary co-chairs for the 2006 Komen St. Louis Race for the Cure yesterday. The St. Louis Race for the Cure will take place in downtown St. Louis June 10th. The registration fee for the race to take part in the race is $20 until the day of the race and $25 on the day of the race. The St. Louis Race for the Cure is also asking participants to add another $8 to the registration fee to celebrate their 8th anniversary. And that's a report of WGNU News, brought to you by McDonald's. Enjoy a little daylight savings at McDonald's. Stop in for one of three delicious breakfast extra value meals, like an Egg McMuffin, hash browns, and small coffee, all for under $3. McDonald's, I'm loving it. I'm Peyton Colston, reporting for WGNU News.
And good morning, WGNU News. Time is 7:06, time for a look at traffic, brought to you by the Illinois Lottery. On westbound 44 between Route 100 and Highway 47, there's construction and the right lane is closed. On eastbound 44 out by the Chrysler plant, traffic is in pretty good shape. Northbound 270 running stop and go on either side of I-44. Westbound 270 between Old Halls Ferry and 170 is normal volume at this time. Northbound 55 between 141 and Bayless is in pretty good shape. Eastbound Highway 40 between Woods Mill and Mason, traffic is starting to get heavy out there. Westbound 255 between Coke and Lemay Ferry, no problems there. Southbound 55 at 4500 South Broadway, there's construction work and the two left lanes are closed there. On 5570 between the Poplar Street Bridge and I-64, it's stop and go. On the King Bridge traffic, it's slow going right now. And westbound 64 between Baugh and 5570 is slow and heavy. Northbound 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge is also slow and heavy. There's some road construction going on Highway 141 between Marshall and Vance, and the right lane is closed there. We also have a report of an injury accident on St. James Drive south of Highway 140 over in Madison County. Traffic brought to you by the Illinois Lottery. Play daily, play nightly, play when you need a smile, play for the rush. No matter how you play, play the Illinois Lottery and have a ball, have fun, and play responsibly. WGNU News Time is now 7:08. The WGNU forecast is calling for partly sunny skies today with a high near 65.
Partly cloudy tonight, low 45, and tomorrow partly sunny and breezy with a chance of some showers developing in the mid to late afternoon, the high near 70 degrees. It is 42 degrees at Radio 920, and stay tuned for more of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown in just a moment here on AM 920 WGNU.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. 9913. That's 800-376-9913.
Hello, my name is Tony Weaver. I am a candidate for the Hazelwood School District. There is no greater cause than the education of our children. And there is no greater responsibility than ensuring that our children receive the education that they are entitled to. Our children deserve a school board member that will respect all of our children and parents, and a school board member who will insist upon fair treatment for all of our children. My name is Tony Weaver, and when I am elected to the Hazelwood School Board, I will make certain that students, parents, and employees have the support and the environment that they need. April 4th is Election Day in Hazelwood. Please punch number 61 for Tony Weaver. The future of our children, our district, and our community depends upon your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Tony Weaver, Paul Banks, treasurer.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to me, sister.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg, hope for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very bad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can you listen?
Truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
This is St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly in-depth look at developments affecting the education of our children.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. And my guest, as always, Peter Downs. Peter, a week from today, we'll know.
Yes, we will.
We'll know. We will absolutely know. Welcome to the show this morning. Where do you want to start?
Well,
there's so much madness out here. Where do you want to start? With the V word?
Let's start with the V word.
All right. Vouchers. Because one of the things that I was saying in my last hour is that, that the what's going on, in fact, that they are debating the voucher issue today. As we speak up in the House. And the voucher issue is connected to the St. Louis Public Schools. It's connected to this election. It's all of these vouchers, charters, privatization, slaves, hand-picked board, all of those, they're all connected. Talk to us about one of the stories that you wrote about in your publication this week.
All right. There was a an email exchange between a woman who's part of School Choice Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
She used to work for Ed Martin, who's the chief lobbyist on the voucher thing.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me back up just for a second. Ed Martin, in the last hour, I talked about how Ed Martin has taken Rodney Hubbard and Ted Hoskins and Yaphet El Amin out. The only thing that Ed Martin lobbied for in Jefferson City were two voucher programs. I think it's American Alliance and another voucher program. The only thing that he lobbied for was that. And he has taken all these legislators out time and time and time and time and time and time and time again. In fact, on one day, he took Rodney Hubbard, Ted Hoskins, and Yaphet El Amin out all on the same day. And the only thing that he has to talk about is vouchers. So he's tied into the story as well.
Yes, okay. Yes. And so his former...
she worked for him.
She worked for him.
Okay.
And in an email exchange that was... it was a public email exchange with the vice president of the St. Louis Federation of Teachers.
Mm-hmm.
She called public education genocide. And described teachers as, and said what is going on in public schools is the mental murder of our children.
Because? Or is that as far as she got?
Yeah, she didn't really give a because.
Okay.
That's as far as she got.
So those must be the weekly talking points that come out of these Christian conservative types of right-wing organization. Genocide.
Genocide.
Okay.
Genocide.
And so what happened? So this was in response. This is in response to the bill, House bill that they're debating right now.
Right. Somebody had put out a link to the Missouri House's their legislative summary
mm-hmm.
of the bill,
mm-hmm.
And in response to that link, Whitmore Smith had. In response to someone posting that link, Byron Clemens, vice president of the union, had sent in the copy of a St. Louis American article about a rally to protest the
mm-hmm.
bill.
The voucher bill.
Yes, to protest the voucher bill. And Whitmore Smith wrote back that it's only unions who are opposed and they blatantly lie. And as a lie, she said it's a lie to call it a voucher bill. She said it's a scholarship bill, not a voucher bill.
Because?
So what's the difference? Well, she said vouchers are paid for directly out of the general fund.
Oh, because everybody knows that. Okay, that's so.
And the scholarships are paid for by people donating money for scholarships. Kind of conveniently glossing over that they're getting paid back out of the general fund through a tax credit.
Yeah.
And in fact, she went on to say that it's a lie to say that the expense of the scholarship bill ever touches the general fund.
Because she doesn't want to be able. She can't argue against it.
Well, either that or she doesn't understand what a tax credit is.
Wow. So the connection again. The connection is Donna or Donnell. Is that her name? Donnell Whitmore
Smith.
Smith works for Ed Martin, who was the Republican appointee commissioner on the St. Louis Board of Elections.
Yes.
And Matt Blunt attempted to put Ed Martin's worker Donnell Whitmore Smith as the Democratic appointee.
That's right.
But that was blocked.
That was blocked by Senator Maida Coleman. That's right.
So we would have just had a total vouchers crew up on the St. Louis Board of Elections.
Yes. Yes. And I want to change a little bit here because what's it worries me a little how they're going to handle these elections April 4th. You know, they're introducing these new touchscreen and optical scanners. But they've also decided that there will be only two voting machines at any polling place.
What?
Right? I know the polling place I used to go to, they've always had five or six machines per precinct. But now they're just going to have two machines at each polling place, one optical scanner and one touchscreen.
What?
So
okay, two machines per voting place, and you're going to have people explaining to people how to use this. So it's not like people are just going to be able to walk up and vote. People are going to have to either take a whole lot of time to figure it out, or they're going to have to be shown how to use it.
That's right. That's right.
So they are really discouraging people from standing in line to vote.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I want to encourage all our listeners here, be prepared to go to the polls, and don't be discouraged when there's a line. They're trying to have you turn around and walk away. That's what they're trying to do.
They're only having two machines per voting place?
Only two machines per voting place. I've had a couple of people check with Gary Stoff, the election director, and that's what he said. Two machines per voting place.
People need to lose their mind right now. They need to be calling the Board of Elections. That's unacceptable. That is absolutely unacceptable. They don't want people to vote.
Yeah, that's designed to have people turn around and
discuss. They don't want people to vote.
Yeah, that's right.
And then they want who does the lower turnout favor? It always favors the incumbent, right?
It favors the incumbents, yes.
That's outrageous. 454-0400 is my... Here's another thing that people can do. They can go vote absentee.
Yes.
They can go vote absentee. Because you can vote absentee, I think, until... I think it's a couple of days before. People need to call down to the Board of Elections and find out when the last day is to vote. Or you can go down to the Board of Elections right now and vote absentee.
Yeah, there is a form you have to fill out to do it.
But it's not hard. Yeah. It's not hard. Yeah. Let me get to this caller here. Alfred.
Yes.
Yes. You're on the air. Comment, please. Turn your radio down, please.
Okay. I was at the Wesley House meeting last Thursday where Mr. Buford and Peter Dial spoke. And by the noise level being rather high in the room, I was sitting in the back of the room. And Ms. Freeman asked both candidates the same question. How did they feel about vouchers and how did they feel about charter schools? And both of them had basically the same comment. Both of them were against it. However, by the noise level being so high in the room and by me sitting in the back, I heard Mr. Buford say that as long as he's on the board, he'll vote for something. And I didn't get a chance to hear his whole comment, but I was just curious to say, you know, how would you vote for something when you're on the board, and then when you're off the board, you go another way? But, and I never got a chance to ask him that.
Okay. Thanks for your question. Let's see if Peter can answer that. Thank you, Alfred.
Okay.
Yeah, I certainly can't answer for Mr. Buford, but what he has been saying at forums, I mean, he does admit last year he went to Jefferson City and he testified in favor of the voucher bill.
Yes, he did.
And he's now saying that now that he's on the school board, it's his responsibility to look at what's good for the school system, and so he's against the voucher bill.
Well, that's the most craziest thing that I've ever heard, because you took time out of your day to go and argue for something and say that it was right, say that it should be passed, say that it should be supported, say that it's a good thing. And now you're saying that because you're on the school board, it's not? How could sitting on the school board, what does sitting on the school board teach you? That particularly this school board, when everything that Slay has asked for, he hasn't voted no to anything that Slay has asked for. So, and nobody on his board has voted against anything that Slay has told them to do. So what could he know now that he didn't know then? Oh, yeah, that's right. He's running for office.
Yes, and I'd like to point out, even though he says he's on the board and he opposes the voucher bill, this year he did not go up to Jefferson City to testify against the board. If he really had changed his mind, I think that would have been important testimony.
That's a fact. So we know that now that he has an opportunity to go up and to make it clear to the world, to, you know, tell the truth, shame the devil, show everybody how you feel and what your position is, he hadn't taken that same little jolly little trip up to Jefferson City to testify against this, has he?
No, he has.
and he has the opportunity to. He still has a car. He still has a way to get up to Jefferson City. They're the roads.
He's got the same job, the same freedom to set his own schedule.
Same freedom to set his own schedule. And as far as I know, the road map to Jefferson City hasn't changed in the 12 months since he was up there testifying for that bill. I mean, I don't work for the highway department, but as far as I know.
I think Highway 70 is still there.
I think it's still open. In fact, I think it's open right now. He could go up right now and whisper in the ear of Rodney Hubbard or whisper in the ear of Ted Hoskins or Yaphet El Amin and tell them, do not support this voucher bill. He hasn't done that, has he?
Well, I don't know if he's whispered in their ears or not.
454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up, get to me. Let me get to another call here. You're on the St. Louis Public Schools watch.
Ms. Brown?
Yes.
I have a little handbill that I printed up here, and it asked the question, if William Roberti and his crew was a good thing for this district, why don't they mention his accomplishments in their literature?
Well, how do you say it, Mr. Weaver? Say my name. Okay? Why don't you say my name?
Say my name.
Say my name, baby.
If you care. And I got one more question for you.
Okay.
For you. Okay, I got a fact here. Under the leadership, Roberti closed a lot of services and jobbed out a lot of services, which caused the district more money. Okay. The plan of the new superintendent involved undoing a lot of what CleanScale allowed Roberti to do.
Mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
And I'm going over there to my polling place. I'm going to learn how to use the new machines, the two of them. And if necessary, I'll stand outside and tell people how to vote. This is stupid.
This is stupid. This is stupid.
And it's criminal.
Yes, it is.
And they should be following the money, because I bet it's a lot of fat bank accounts running around down there.
I know Rodney Hubbard has $10,000 in one of his bank accounts for his committees. I know that.
And I called Ted Hoskins the first day you were, giving out the numbers.
And what'd he say?
I got a tape. I left my name.
You haven't heard back from him?
I haven't heard anything.
Call him again, Mr. Weaver. Don't let it go.
Don't worry. I'm going to wear the hell out of
it. All right now.
Thank you.
Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. That's an interesting question that Mr. Weaver asked. If Roberti was such a good thing, and remember, it was Darnetta Klingstell that made the decision as president of the school board to bring Roberti in.
That's right.
Remember how much heat we all took? Remember how defensive they were about him, how good he was going to be for the system and for the children and for the district? How come they're not mentioning his name?
Good question. It's on a par with, I heard you talking earlier, charter schools and vouchers.
Mm-hmm.
If he was so good, if getting a business expert with no education background
That's
is
right.
so good for school districts, then why don't they do it anywhere else in the state?
That's right. That's right. Why isn't it in Clayton? Why? Who? And I will never forget the question that I asked Roberti when I first met him at the first press conference. When you were the CEO of Brooks Brothers, would you have ever hired someone to replace you with the same amount of experience that you have for this job? Would you have hired somebody like you for that job? And he said, good question. And he never answered it. And he never, of course he wouldn't hire somebody with no experience as a CEO
That's
of a
right.
company. Let me get to another caller or two here. Kirk.
Yes.
Yes, you have a question?
I have a question. Well, I have a statement I'd like to make concerning that bill, that 1783.
The voucher bill?
It's a scholarship bill.
The voucher bill.
It's a scholarship bill.
It's a voucher bill. But go right ahead, Kirk.
It's a scholarship that looks like one thing, but it takes money from the district and the back end through tax credit.
Mm-hmm. It's a voucher bill. That's what vouchers do. What's the definition of a voucher? You take this little piece of paper
from
one place to another. Well, what's the definition, Kurt? I'm sorry. Go ahead. What's the definition?
Actually, the idea of vouchers are good to an extent, but
what's the definition of a voucher, Kurt?
A voucher takes money from the district and puts it into another school.
No?
An independent school is what it does. It's separate from the public, separate from the actual normal public school district. but it's a school within the district that is run by non-certified people.
No, you're talking about a charter school there.
A charter school.
Okay,
right.
What a voucher is you take a little kid in a black urban district, and you allow that little kid takes this piece of paper to another school saying, you can admit me now because now I have $5,000 in my hand, or the school will get $10,000 or whatever because now I'm in this school. This is a voucher program. They want to call it a scholarship.
Exactly.
And they want to call it a scholarship because they think they're going to get more support from people because they're calling it a scholarship.
But it's
not a scholarship. It's a voucher program.
Now, what I'm propagating is that I agree with you about that. I also disagree that the monies need to leave. I also agree with you that the finances need to stay concentrated in the school so that the schools with the masses do get the most bang for their buck. Now, my thing is that instead of concentrating on, we don't want the money to leave, so we do want the money to give more service for the students and the parents. And we also would like for more innovative ways and creative ways for teaching in order for the students become more proficient.
Now, Kurt, let me ask you a question. Did you go to Jefferson City and testify on behalf of the voucher bill?
I did, without the knowledge of the tax, the back part, the tax credit. But I also
also
made the statement that if there is something hidden in there, I would be the one who would be most against it, and I would propagate it.
Okay, so are you going? So then, are you going back up to Jefferson City because they're arguing on it right now? Are you going back up to Jefferson City to say no to this voucher bill?
I hadn't been asked to go back up.
But you don't need to be asked, do you? All you got to do is go.
I was asked to go that time.
I understand, but now they took you up there. They took you up there. You testified for something that turned out to be not what they said it was. And don't you feel just a need in your own spirit? I don't need anybody to ask me when somebody played me like that. I would go up there without them asking me and testify.
Actually, I'm doing it right now through your system and through the radio, which is actually touches more people.
Actually, what you need to do is to go up to Jefferson City and try to undo what you did. Because for all you know, they're still using your name today, saying that we had a support from a Normandy school board member that came up and testified on behalf of this bill. They could be using your name and you don't even know it, Kurt.
And you're right.
All right, so you need to clean that up. Yeah. Yeah.
I have no problem with that.
All right, thank you.
And thank you.
All right. Listen, folks, we're going to take a break. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me.
Hello, my name is Irv, and I've lived in University City for 40 years. I've voted in every election. This year, I'm voting for Shelley Welch for mayor. Shelley has proven by her actions to be a very honest, fair, forward-thinking person. Shelley and I worked with a small group of University City residents to create the Green Center, an environmental education center for inner-city youth. This is the kind of leadership University City needs. On April the 4th, you have a choice. As I see it, it's more of the same, or it's time for a change for progress. Vote for Shelley Welch.
Paid for by Shelley Welch for mayor, Julie Neiman, treasurer.
I went down to the county fair. They had a talking chicken there. I paid a quarter just to see what she had to say. Well, she looked around and she scratched the ground and she made a kind of a squawking sound. Well, what she said, I'll remember to my dying day. She said,
the Peppers got a brand new show. 335 ain't all ain't all.
Go see Jim Stafford. Don't be chicken.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrator salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, Treasurer.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Makeup Call with Liz Brown.
7:33 at WGNU, time for another look at traffic. And traffic this hour is brought to you by Refer Yourself Real Estate. And taking a look at traffic on the half hour now, we find that downtown on the Poplar Street Bridge, traffic is continues slow and heavy. On Highway 141 at I-44, all roadways are now reopened after earlier construction work. There's an injury accident reported on St. James Drive on Route 140 over in Madison County. I-64 between Ball Avenue and 5570 downtown, slow traffic. The King Bridge between the Illinois Bank and Laclede's Landing is moving at a better clip now. I-5570 between 3rd Street and the Poplar Street Bridge, it's still stop and go. Eastbound 40 at Brentwood and Hanley, it's very heavy out there. Heavy traffic reported on 70 between K and Highway 79. Eastbound 40 at Mason, it's very heavy out there. On 255 between Jefferson Barracks and Highway 67 and Lindbergh, no problems to report there. Eastbound 70 between Cave Springs and the Blanchette Bridge, traffic is moving at the speed limit. On 55 between 270 and Germania, there's no problems to report. And westbound 270 between Bellefontaine and New Florissant Road, traffic is on the go. Traffic this hour brought to you by Refer Yourself Real Estate Rebates. If you're in the market to buy a home, get up to 1% of the sale price back at closing. Go to buysellcashback.com to find out more. Get paid to buy your next home. Visit buysellcash.com. Taking a look at the WGNU weather forecast now, it's going to be partly sunny today with a high near 65. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low 45. And for tomorrow, it's going to be mostly cloudy. We have a chance for some showers or thunderstorms developing late in the day on Thursday with a high near 70 degrees. Right now, the WGNU temperature reading is 45 degrees. It's 7:35, and back to more of the wake-up call now with Liz Brown.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
We remind you this segment of the Party Line being brought to you by the committee to elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, Treasurer.
So hard to find.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back to the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. I am here with Peter Downs. I'm Liz Brown. And Peter. We were talking about the vouchers bill, but we're also talking about, well, we haven't talked about this map test piece. Let me get to a couple more callers, and then we'll get to the this amazing thing that's going on. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Yes, you're on the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. You're on the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. Ouch. You're on the St. Louis Public Schools Watch.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning,
people. The truth will set you free, Ms. Brown. Ms. Brown, I want you and Peter to know, so far I have gotten 5 pieces of literature and Francis Tacky Slater on all 5 pieces supporting Darnetta.
You must live Southside. You must live on the South or the Central Corridor.
Ms. Brown, you need to be a prophetess. But anyway, I've gotten 5 pieces from Francis. And the 6th piece I've gotten was for Peter. I'm letting you and Peter know that this group that's supporting Darnetta and Buford also has enough money to send me a thing in the mail to to say no to Peter. They're called, paid for by Educate St. Louis, Mike Mooney, treasurer. This is a dirty, dirty campaign. They have enough money to tell me to vote yes for Darnetta and Jim Buford and say no to Peter. No, Ms. Brown, it won't be that way. If I have to stand in that line until 7 o'clock that evening, my day has come. Peter and Donna Jones' day is coming, too.
And here's what I would like for you to do, because you got 5-6 pieces of literature. I would like for you to call 5 or 6 people and tell them that they need to vote for Peter and for Donna Jones.
I agree with you.
Okay.
Hold on, Ms. Brown, one more thing. I'm going to let you know this, Ms. Brown and Peter. Peter, if you get to your coworker, Donna Jones, don't get discouraged, Peter. Stay out there. If any crookedness go down, Peter, you and Donna file charges, because I've been waiting for this day to come. I'm sick and tired of Roberti. And Ms. Brown, one more thing. Another thing, Ms. Brown, you forgot about this. I'm not for vouchers. I'm not for charter schools. Look at that Thurgood Marshall mess, Ms. Brown.
That was a
mess, too. Ms. Brown, you have a beautiful day. And like I said, if I have to stay that line all night, I'm voting for Peter Downs and Donna Jones. Thank you, Ms. Brown.
454-0400 is my phone number. Before we get to this other piece, because we have a lot of people on the line that want to comment, Peter, and again, a week from today, we'll know
That's
the results, unless it's going to be a Florida thing, and we'll have to wait a few months to find out what the vote count is going to be. But one of the things that we've been pushed with, Craig, at $25,000 a month, Williams, is that he comes from Chicago, and he did such a good job in Chicago. Now, mind you, he was never a superintendent anywhere on the planet Earth. How is the Chicago mayor taking over that board? Because that's what happened in Chicago, that the mayor took over the board. How'd that work out for Chicago 10 years later?
Right. 10 years ago, the mayor got control of the school system. And there was an article in Sunday's Post-Dispatch that picked up from Los Angeles, actually, about what 10 years has brought to Chicago public schools.
Mm-hmm.
And the basic message of the article is that nothing has changed.
Mm.
They said, you know, some schools have gotten better. Some schools get better maintained. Other schools have been ignored and gotten worse.
So nothing.
But for the district as a whole, nothing has changed. Student test scores, nothing has changed. They're still behind other urban school districts. And the main thing that's changed is that mayors like to do a lot of high-profile programs for voters around election
time. That's exactly right.
But there's nothing that really has changed educationally.
See, let me get to, I got to get to a couple of people here. Yes, Belinda.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
My comment that I would like to make in regard to your caller from the Normandy School Board, I hope he's still listening. I would like for us to know, as of this day, please decline comment if you have not taken the time to research all aspects of whatever it is you're getting ready to comment on.
Isn't that what we teach kids?
I would hope that in 2006, we would know better by now. Keep your mouth closed if you don't know on what you're speaking. Why would he go to Jeff City to speak on an issue that he was unclear of and then call your show and want to debate with you the difference between voucher and scholarship and then end up agreeing with everything you said? It's ludicrous, and we've got to stop the madness.
That's a fact. That's a fact. And that's why folks need to call Ted Hoskins. That's why folks need to call him and to get on him for bringing this madness into our community, trying to bring this madness into our community.
I agree.
All right.
And hopefully Tuesday will reveal how we really feel.
Thanks for your call, Belinda.
Absolutely.
454-0400 is the phone number. Gary.
Yes, Liz, I'm thinking that maybe your mentality on the voucher issue is kind of similar to the Democratic thinking of don't trust the people with their money. Don't let them have a choice of saying, you know, well, I want my money to go here or there. You know, kind of, let's say, take their taxes and we'll just handle your money and everything will be just fine.
And here's the difference, Gary, because the issue about vouchers is it would be nice if people could take their money and do with it what they want to, but the problem with
that... They can.
Well, no, they shouldn't, because the fact of the matter is that we're not comparing... We're not parents are not going from one Apple place to another Apple place. What's happening is that just because a parent is, and that's the thing that we really have to disengage people from, the assumption that simply because a school is private, it's going to be a better deal for their child.
The public is a failure, right? Public school.
Well, I guess we would know more private schools are failures, too, if private schools had to take the same kinds of tests and be responsible for the same types of accreditation that public schools are. And so
public fails.
We know that private schools that are failing too, simply because they refuse to take the test. And Peter, let's talk about that, because that's one of the issues. People are under this misconception that simply because it's a private school, it's going to be better, and simply because it's a public school, it's a failure. Both of those things are inaccurate.
That's right. Even within St. Louis public schools, I mean, there's a wide range in student performance.
Mm-hmm.
But there have been a lot of studies done that say the number one determinant of student performance,
mm-hmm,
is really poverty levels, social economic level the child comes from. And it's really false to expect that at school, where a student spends less than 10% of their lifetime, is going to make up for their whole life experience for going to school. But that aside, like I said, private schools are not taking the test. Private schools are not required to use certified teachers. They're not required to report how students do, what teacher qualifications are, how they spend their money.
And the
voucher bill does not require that either.
There
so, you know, it's one thing to say parents have a choice. But if you look at every other aspect of the United States, we have consumer protection laws because there is fraud in selling products.
There you go.
We have laws covering medical insurance and hospital care because there are frauds and cheaters. We have laws covering buying and selling stock, again, to protect people from frauds and cheaters. Doesn't completely protect them. Look at Enron.
Yes, there you go.
But there's an effort. There's a recognition that people need some regulation. Government has a duty to try and provide a basis so that all choices are good and they aren't going to destroy your life. Now it comes to the education vouchers, and the people who are in favor of them say, oh, no, we don't want parents to have any information about private schools. We don't want them to have any objective information, but we want them to spend the money.
And we want their money. We want their public money.
You can't, and I'm a parent, I'm speaking to this as somebody, it's a very difficult decision where you're going to put your child.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to school and you have no idea what it's really like,
mm-hmm,
from your visit. And you have no idea even if the teachers that you met are going to be there when your child comes back to enroll in the school.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of promises are made. But this whole idea that it is choice is really a scam, because you don't have choice if you don't have information upon which to make the choice.
There you go.
And the law does not require private schools to give that information. And we have an example of what happens when you do that. The federal government, or No Child Left Behind, has these essentially tuition vouchers. Parents can pick after-school tutoring from a whole list of companies approved by the state. There's no accountability. There's no information available about how well those tutoring companies do.
All kinds of choice, though, right?
There's no certification required.
There you go.
And so how do you make that choice? A lot of these companies all across the company, the Newton Company, Learning Company, they do things like they tell parents, we'll give your child an iPod if he comes here for tutoring. We'll give your child an Xbox if he comes here for tutoring. Just 2 weeks ago in New York, two companies got in trouble because they were bribing principals to refer students to their tutoring programs.
And there's
those aren't things based upon the educational quality. And that's what happens when you have no regulation involved.
There you go. And we have to take a break. This is St. Louis Public Schools Watch. And, Peter, where can people call to get involved in your campaign? Is there a number, an email, pick up a sign? I know that there's a website to go get signs.
There's an email to
email,
go get
email.
Signs.
Mm-hmm.
But the best thing to do is to call in. We have an office with the number 644-7200.
One more time.
644-7200.
Very good. We're going to take a break. Stay with us, folks. Speechless, speechless, that's how you make me feel. If I'm with you, I am far away, and nothing is for real. When I'm with you, I'm lost for words. I don't know what to say. My head's spinning like a carousel.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline, Washington.
There's some reason to believe that the charge by the Pentagon that Russia gave information to Saddam Hussein concerning the American invasion of Iraq could be bogus and merely another attempt to conduct a campaign of disinformation. Pentagon officials first said their information came from two captured Iraqi documents that indicated the Russians had gotten inside the American Central Command in Qatar. Later, that position was revised to say it came from intercepted military communications. Phony documents have also been used to implicate a number of people accused of being in cahoots with Saddam in the Oil for Food program, and the Niger government documents concerning the yellowcake uranium that Iraq was supposed to have were also found to be phony. Another discrepancy is the date, March 25, 2003. An Iraqi memo would have referred to the date by the Muslim calendar instead of the Western calendar. Analysts are expressing concern that the U.S. may be trying to paint Russia as the bad guy so that if the U.S. moves against Iran, Russia can be blamed for that as well because they offered support for Saddam Hussein against the United States. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Thinking about moving? Think Allstate. If you're looking for some cheap fly-by-night, this is not the place to call. If you're looking for first-class service in local and long-distance moving, Allstate is the only choice. Celebrating 77 years of service to St. Louis and the nation. Allstate's Transworld Van Lines, 314-389-6200.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Hello, my name is Acme Price. I live in University City. And on April 4th, I'll be voting for Shelley Welch for mayor of University City. Shelley is a person who has great communicative skills, and she is articulate and analytical. On April 4th, please vote for Shelley Welch, our next mayor of University City. You'll be glad you did.
This ad has been paid for by Shelley Welch for mayor, Julie Neiman, treasurer.
Hi, my name is Ambria. I'm a student in Riverview Gardens School District. I'm telling all my friends and family to come out on April 4th and vote for Miss Bobby Small and Mr. Fred Winston. I want a good quality education, and they assure me I'll get one. Punch number 61 and 65 on April 4th.
Paid for by Committee to Elect Small and Winston, Ashley Terry, Treasurer.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
We remind you this portion of the wake-up call is being brought to you by the Committee to Elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, Treasurer.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning wake-up call.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Peter, we were talking about the problem with the whole comparison between the public schools and private schools. One of the things that you said is that private schools don't have, we can't compare apples to apples. They don't have to take the same test that public schools have to take, MAP test being one of them.
That's right.
So we can't make a comparison, and the parents can't make a choice because you can't make a fully informed decision on how the private schools actually do taking these tests. And the private schools have said, we want the money, but we refuse to take the test. Your daughter is in the St. Louis public schools.
Yes.
Tell us about, they're now making the babies, they're taking time out of the babies' private time to practice for this MAP test. Tell us about this insane practice test that your third grade daughter got.
Yeah, I wanted to get that in. She's in third grade. We're talking about 9-year-olds.
Third right? grade.
And they have a practice test on geometry. And this is
third graders practicing on geometry.
That's right. Right. And they haven't had geometry in the curriculum. This is sent home. There are no textbooks on it. But even worse than just being geometry, listen to this question. It shows five shapes, and the question is, which figure is congruent to the given figure?
This is a question to a third grader. Congruent. The word congruent is in the question.
Yes.
Now, how many adults out there can understand in the context of that, and then not only is the word congruent in a practice test question for a third grader, you look at all of these shapes, and I can't figure out what they mean. Okay, I have a lot of degrees. I can't figure out what they mean. And it gets worse, Peter.
It does get worse. Here's another question.
To a third grader.
For a third grader, 9 years old, third grade, how many lines of symmetry does this figure have?
And what is a line of symmetry?
It's a rectangle. You know, rectangle. Kids understand rectangle, but lines of symmetry.
A third grader is being asked, line of symmetry. I don't know. Peter, you have you have background in math, don't you?
Yes. I was a physics and astronomy major in college, had 3 years of college math. And in those 3 years, we did not, the first one, congruent. I think they're asking, you know, which two figures are the same. But instead of saying which ones are the same, they're saying congruent. And even up through college math, we would say, you know, which two are the same. We didn't say what figure's congruent with the other. I mean, who the heck talks like that?
First of all, who talks like that? And for Christ's sake, what third grader is able to communicate like that?
That's right.
And then this line of symmetry, with all of your math background, with all of your science background, did you understand that question?
No, I had to look that one up. I had to Google that and look that one up on the Internet.
And remember, this is looking up the answer to a question that is being posed to a third grader. A third grader. This is the map test. This is a practice map test that a third grader is being given. And they wonder why our babies are not doing well? Who could I couldn't pass that.
They wonder why our kids lose interest in school and drop out.
There you go.
Yeah.
That a third grader is being tested on geometry when they've never, well, I don't know how many third graders are getting taught geometry to begin with, let alone the babies from the St. Louis Public Schools.
Right. And if, you know, that goes back to the informed choice. We talk not only about private schools not doing the test, but I think very few of us parents, very few people in the community know what's on the MAP test. And if this is an example of what's on the MAP test, then none of us have understood what those scores are showing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're meaningless, but they serve a purpose. They serve a purpose to continue to demonize, to continue to degrade, and to continue to put down the kids in public schools and make the argument that that's why we need vouchers. Because these kids are doing so rotten on these tests, but I'm not going to let my child in private school take this test. And when you see these tests, nobody in America could do that well on those tests. I mean, who could do well? For real, as a country, we could not do well on these tests because most people don't know what the word congruent means. Most people do not. I would venture to say that 80% of America doesn't know what a line of symmetry is. You had to look it up, and you've got a degree in what?
Physics and astronomy.
Nah. Alfred, question.
Yeah, I would like to ask you a question. First of all, I'm kind of in favor of the voucher. Now, when your kid, the district sent him to the closest school, right?
No.
How do that work? I sent mine to private schools.
Okay, the voucher would go to any
school. No. I mean right today.
Oh, no, that's not true either. They can send them to any school. In the city of St. Louis, we don't have the you go to the closest school anymore. You go to whatever school that they decide to send you to.
Okay. They can go to any school?
Yes.
No problem?
Yes.
I heard some people said it was lucky to get their child in a charter school or something. That's not true then.
No. And the way that we have to measure that, Alfred, is we measure it by how effective and how successful the kids coming out of the charter schools have been. And most of the charter schools in the city of St. Louis have closed. And, Peter, they've closed for corruption reasons. They've closed because teachers haven't, kids haven't been taught, and other reasons as well.
Certainly. This year, there's been a rash of the sentencing,
mm-hmm.
right, of people stealing money from charter schools, from a couple different charter schools.
Mm-hmm. So, no, charter schools don't work either, Alfred.
No, I didn't necessarily mean, I thought that you had to go to the school in your district. I was going to say, why not just let them go to any school in the city? But you say that's already in effect.
No, okay. No, I thought you meant any school within that district. No, if I live in the city of St. Louis, I go to the school in the city of St. Louis because that's where I pay my taxes to. If I live in Clayton, I go to the school.
No, no, no. If you live, say, like in North St. Louis, you have to, I thought you had to go to a school in North St. Louis.
No, they closed most of the schools.
No, no, wait, listen what I say. If you lived in a school in the district in North St. Louis.
Gotcha, gotcha.
I thought you had to go to a school.
No, we got
you
your question.
You could go into a school in South St.
Yes.
Louis, that's your request.
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay, then. I just wanted a clarification.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye now.
454-0400 is my phone number. Yes.
Hello.
Yes, quickly, please.
Yes. One thing, take a chair, folding chair with you to vote. Number two, some of the people who are promoting these vouchers have read the current report and they're trying to enforce just the opposite of what he recommended. They want to keep them separate and unequal, black and, against white, rich against poor. And that's what these vouchers are doing. So I encourage you, Peter, to continue your fight, align yourself with Ms. Jones. And then turn this stuff around for the children in St. Louis. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you so much. And there's an opportunity for folks to hear and to listen to the candidates.
Yes, there's one last candidate forum. That is tonight at 6 p.m. at the Heritage House, which is at 2800 Olive Boulevard. That's between A.G. Edwards and Harris Stowe.
And Harris Stowe. And that's tonight at what time?
That's tonight at 6 p.m.
Very good. And, Peter, where can people call to get involved in your campaign? We have less than a week. We have less than a week. You need workers, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. So where do people call to get involved?
644-7200.
One more time?
644-7200.
Peter, this time next week we'll be talking about what it's like to be a member of the St. Louis Public School Board. I can feel it.
All right. As long as they stay in the lines to vote.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Peter. Good luck. Good
Thank
luck.
You.
Good luck. And we will talk to you on Wednesday.
Talk to you next week.
All right. Listen, folks, Liz Brown, we'll be back after this. Stay on the line. We'll still have open lines. Stay with us.
This segment of the Wake Up Call brought to you by the Committee to Elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, Treasurer.
The issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
With some big changes to immigration policy in the works, President Bush is heading south of the border. ABC's Jessica Yellen has a preview.
All this comes as the immigration issue picks up political heat here in the U.S. Now, Mexican President Fox is openly eager to see that any immigration bill in the U.S. include a guest worker program. That's Mr. Bush's proposal to allow more legal rights to allow immigrants to work in the U.S.
Mr. Bush will be meeting with Mexican President Fox and with Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper while he's in Cancun. The president wants American-made light trucks and SUVs to be more fuel efficient. Today, Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta outlines the new guidelines. No, you can't go. The Afghan parliament is demanding that a man who converted from Islam to Christianity not be allowed to leave the country. Abdul Rahman had been on trial. The charges against him were dismissed. Italy's premier had said recently that his nation would be happy to give Rahman asylum. The Duke University lacrosse team is being benched for the time being. The school is looking into allegations that three members raped and assaulted an exotic dancer hired to perform at a party earlier this month. School's president, Richard Broadhead, says it's a serious situation.
While we await the results of the investigation, I remind everyone that under our system of law, people are presumed innocent until they are proven guilty.
But the team will forfeit every game it's scheduled to play until he gets some answers. Closing arguments are set for today in the trial of Zacharias Moussaoui, the only person charged in connection with the 9/11 attacks. Told the jury earlier this month he was supposed to fly a plane into the White House that day. He could get life in prison or the death penalty. A show in the sky in the African desert, a total solar eclipse. Deborah Lazar lives in Illinois. She watched it in Saloum, Egypt.
It's an event to be seen, and they should go to the next total eclipse, and I could be a lifelong eclipse chaser after this.
This is ABC News.
When my baby left for college, I took some classes of my own.
That's right. Turn and
dance classes. That's when I started needing a pain reliever for my sore legs. Then I upgraded my computer and had to get a headache medicine, too. For every new pain, I had a different pain reliever. But now I'm all Advil. It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt. And nothing's proven stronger on tough pain than Advil. I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Use as directed compared to OTC pain relievers.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. If you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills, find out how quickly your debt can be paid off. Callers save an average of 30% in payments every month. So gather your bills and call now for a personal debt analysis. Licensing details available. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services, 1-800-695-9092. That's 1-800-695-9092.
It's not easy being the world's most famous secret agent. We've heard a lot of criticism lately about the latest James Bond, and it also turns out one of the most famous ones doesn't really like guns.
Moore may have looked the part, but deep down, he never liked guns. The man who played the suave super spy from 1973 to 85 tells the Times of Malta pulling the trigger always made him blink. And his overriding concern was to make sure he didn't glorify firearms in films such as Man with a Golden Gun and Live and Let Die. These days, there's much more to Moore than just the movies. He's also a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
James Wilson says it's time his wife got the two kids to sleep in their own beds. Until she does, he is moving out of their bed, and he is moving on to the roof. In fact, he's spending his time sitting near a sign that reads, Hubby on Strike. He's also started an online petition for other husbands who say they can sympathize with him. Daria Alvinger, ABC News.
Time for another WGNU News update. This report is brought to you by your local REMAX office. I'm Peyton Colston reporting. In the news this hour, protesters want McDonald's tomato suppliers to pay better wages and benefits to Florida farm workers. Dozens of protesters marched down Lindell Boulevard yesterday to voice their concern for what they say are unfair wages being paid to tomato pickers in Florida. Greg Asbed with the Campaign for Fair Food explains.
Workers earn between $7,500 and $10,000 a year with no benefits, no sick leave, no health insurance, no paid vacation, no pension, and no overtime pay. When you work 60 hours a week, you work 60 hours a week at minimum wage or less, and no right to organize.
The protesters are calling on McDonald's to pay a penny more a pound for tomatoes to their suppliers and have that extra penny be passed on to the workers in the form of higher wages. Taco Bell and their parent company, Yum Brands, agreed on a similar agreement with their suppliers last year after a 4-year boycott by the same campaign. And meanwhile, as those farm workers protest against what they call unfair pay from McDonald's suppliers, the fast food giant says it's responding to their concerns. McDonald's USA spokesman Bill Whitman says McDonald's has been committed to social responsibility for many years, and that commitment extends to migrant farm workers.
They are paid by our supplier as opposed to being a day laborer paid by cash. They have access to health care. They have access to Social Security.
Whitman says the workers for their suppliers are provided a living wage and also have access to housing. McDonald's has asked outside experts to assess whether its suppliers are meeting their commitment to pay more than the average wage received by Florida farm workers. And finally, St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay is headed to court to perform his civic duty. The mayor has been called to be on jury duty this week, and today he goes in to see if he'll be one of those selected to take a case. Slay says, as the mayor and as a former lawyer, he knows the importance of serving jury duty.
It's not only a responsibility that we all have as citizens of the community, but it's really important to the whole justice system, our criminal justice system and our civil justice system. We need good people serving on juries and listening to the evidence and just being part of our justice system. It's that important.
Slay says he does not intend on trying to get out of jury duty, regardless of whether he's selected for a case or not, or what kind of case he might be asked to sit on. And that's WGNU News, brought to you by your local REMAX office. Heading home to your apartment? Head home to your own house. Earn credit for the rent you pay today. Use your credits to own your home tomorrow. Go to RemaxHeadingHome.com, turning renters into owners. I'm Peyton Colston with WGNU News.
WGNU News time is 8:07. This news brought to you by the Illinois Lottery. There's a report of a fire in progress in mid-St. Louis County. Two firefighters and one civilian are reported to be injured from a two-alarm blaze that is at a residence along Page and Liberty. Firefighters were ordered to evacuate the house. There's no word on the extent of injuries, and that fire is causing some traffic problems in both directions in the vicinity of Page and Liberty.
Also, on eastbound Highway 370 between St. Louis Mills Parkway and 270, there's an accident out there. It seems to be just about cleared at this time. Westbound 44 between the Gray Summit and St. Clair Road exit, there's construction that has the right lane closed. Traffic is in good shape on eastbound 44 between Highway 141 and 270. Slow traffic reported on 270 between Gravois and 44. Traffic is in good shape on westbound 270 around Bellefontaine and New Florissant Road. No problems to report on eastbound 70 between Cave Springs and the Blanchette Bridge. Traffic is in pretty good shape on 255 at the JB Bridge and between there and Lindbergh. Also, stop-and-go traffic reported on eastbound 70 between Highway K and Highway 79. There's heavy traffic on Highway 40 between Brentwood Boulevard and the Hanley Road exit. Downtown, the 5570 split around Highway 203 and the Poplar Street Bridge is all stop-and-go. Traffic is also slow and heavy on the King Bridge this hour. Slow and heavy also on westbound 64 at 5570. Also slow on Highway 3 coming up from Monsanto. This traffic service of Illinois Lottery. Play daily, play nightly, play when you need a smile, play for the rush. No matter how you play, just play the Illinois Lottery and have a ball. Have fun, but play responsibly. WGNU News Time is now 8:09. The forecast for the WGNU listening area for your Wednesday calls for partly sunny skies with a high of 65 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the low 45. And for tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy with a chance of some scattered showers during the afternoon, possibly developing into severe thunderstorms late in the evening. Tomorrow's high about 70 degrees. Right now it is 47 degrees here at WGNU. WGNU News Time is 8:09, and it's back to more of the wake-up call now with Liz Brown here on AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Young brothers, help me understand. I think it is time for us to use our power. Please do not ask for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how
can this end? But the hard truth is that not everyone...
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Isn't that something? Only 2 voting machines per precinct? Per voting place? This is outrageous. This is absolutely outrageous. 2 voting machines, period? You're on the wake-up call, Brenda.
Morning, Liz. I want to ask you about those voting machines.
Yes.
Should we be calling our alder person to make sure there is enough voting machines at our precinct?
You need to be calling the Board of Elections, and you need to be calling your alder person, absolutely. And also call your state rep, because they could raise some cane as well. This is outrageous.
Yes, it is.
This is outrageous that there would only be 2 machines, and they're both brand new. Nobody in the city of St. Louis has ever used one of these voting machines before. None of us have used them.
Well, if they only have two, how come they can't bring some old ones back in, too?
That's what I'm talking about.
You know?
That's what I'm talking about. And have you gotten a letter or a notification that they're going to be different types of voting machines?
No.
Have you seen any PSAs, any commercials? I know they haven't sent me any.
No. I've seen briefly something on TV that you push, touch tone thing, but no.
There you go.
Where are the old ones with the cord?
They're gone. They're gone.
You know, people go to straight a line length to steal.
And that's why we got to be on it. We've got to take four or five people with us to the voting booths this time just to make sure that our vote's going to count.
Well, I usually vote all the time, and I'd be there at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, well, call some folks.
Because next Tuesday I have to be at work at noon.
Call some folks.
Okay, I will.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. How are you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding.
Listen, with the vendors, I was going to talk about these vouchers. With the vouchers and charter schools, the money that's put in there for the students is for the entire year. But once that institution gets that money, they can put that child out the next week.
That's right.
And they get to keep the money
That's
for
right.
the whole year. So these people going for vouchers and think they're getting something for their children, they are so, so wrong. I used to be in the public school, be a teacher. And the children who went for the integrated piece, when those folks got tired of them out there, they sent them right on back with the DCA. They sent them right on back into the St. Louis public schools
after they got their money.
And that money.
Well,
the
question is that. So why aren't they still letting kids come out there? Because the money's gone.
Because the money is gone. They have built new schools. They've added to their schools, updated their libraries, and now they don't want them out there. And the other thing, isn't it amazing that people would sit up and strategize how they and their children can appear to be superior intellectually. That's the reason why they don't want to take these tests, because as I told you before, children in the St. Louis public schools some 30 or 40 years ago were taking tests, the IWA test, the basic skills test, and being superior on it. And we didn't use our material.
Here's the thing. When Clayton had to take the MAP test, they failed it, too.
They all failed it.
They failed it.
And you know what the other thing?
They failed. And wait a minute. Not only did they fail it, so they went up to Jefferson City to change the way that the tests were calculated because the kids in Clayton School were failing. You heard the test that Peter just had.
Because it's the money. And I heard what Peter said. What Peter said, that would be on a college test.
No, right? It wouldn't even be on a college test.
Well, you know what? It's designed, again, somebody strategized, how can we make them look ignorant?
Thanks for
and
your
you
call.
Know one
thanks
thing?
For,
if,
thanks
if,
for your
if
call.
If they studied, hello?
Yes.
If they studied this test when they went home, if they and their parents looked at it, I wish I had seen one, because I'd have called your show while he had it. But
okay, and I got to go.
Those words so you'll know more.
Thank you
so much.
All right, 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call.
I'm having an 18th Ward meeting for Peter Downs and Donna Jones. That meeting will be Thursday, March the 30th at 6:30.
So tomorrow. Tomorrow
at 6:30. It's at Northview Village. Northview Village is located at 2415 North Kings Highway. I will also be giving out a calculator radio and a few other little prizes for fun. So anyone, whether they live in the 18th Ward or not, are welcome so that they can come out to meet Dynamic Peter Downs and Dynamic Donna Jones tomorrow night.
Excellent. And that's 6:30 at 2415
North King's Highway.
Okay.
And everyone is welcome whether they live in the 18th Ward or not.
Excellent. Thank you so much. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call.
Liz?
Yes?
This is George Harris. I'm calling about the coincidental scheduling of the MAP test and the voting, you know, for the school board.
Well, let me let people.
I just wanted you to
let me let people know what you're talking about. What's happened is that Craig Williams, who makes $25,000 a month and doesn't have time to go down and talk to Metro parents, doesn't have time to go meet about any of these issues. He found time to schedule the beginning of the MAP test and make it mandatory for teachers to be there on election day, so teachers couldn't take off and work on election day. I say to teachers, bump that. Because if you aren't there, I mean, if you aren't there, he's going to try to fire you. But if your candidates win, he's not going to be able to.
Amen.
So, you know, y'all need to say bump that. Because you heard the test. You heard me talk about, heard Peter talk about the test this morning.
Right.
It ain't nothing. Y'all, the teachers need to get this board out. They need to take out the trash, get Peter Downs and Donna Jones on this board. I don't care. Don't go.
What can we at large do? What can be done?
What can be done?
Yeah, I mean, what can we at large do to I know we can't change the date or anything like that, I don't believe.
Here's one
can
of the
we
things.
Overcome it?
No, that can't be changed. The rule that they've made with that cannot be changed. But here's the thing. We've got to double our efforts to get people to the polls.
Okay.
We've got to double our efforts to, for instance, Yaphet El Amin and her husband, they are committee man and committee woman of the First Ward. They are supporting the two Slays candidates, Darnetta Klingstell Buford and Jim Buford Slay. So they're supporting those people. You need to call these elected officials and demand that, because both of them, both Yaphet and her husband, want a job advancement. Yaphet wants to be senator. Her husband wants to be state rep. Well, if you want those things, then you need to show that you would not support a Republican.
Okay.
Because that's what Buford is. You need to call people's numbers. Yaphet's number is 573-751-2198. Find out what your committee people are doing and give them cane for not, if they're not supporting Downs and they're not supporting Donna Jones, then you need to give them a hard time for that. But make sure that you get people to call people all day long. It's less than a week before this election. Get people to the polls.
I'm on it.
All right.
Thanks for the heads up.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Kathy.
Yes. Good morning, Liz. I heard you say that Yaphet is vote. Okay, I'm going to say this because I know you told the truth. Listen, El Amin means trustworthy. It means trustworthy. And if she got that name and she's doing that, she should name herself Wadi. W-A-D-I means a ditch, a hole in the ground. And there's a saying that says, he who is not kind to our elderly and not gentle with our young, he is not of us. You know, this is a shame that she has that name. Oh, she should have taken another one. Anyway, I wanted to ask you a question.
Well, and can I just espouse a little bit? Because my concern, it's very, very disconcerting. That I'm looking at these lobbyist reports coming out of Jefferson City. I did some research last night, looked at all the different lobbying records, and what I discovered is that Rodney Hubbard, Ted Hoskins, and Yaphet El Amin all met on January 10th with the lobbyists for vouchers.
I'll be there.
Okay? They met with this man. And Hubbard and Hoskins have met with this lobbyist dozens of times. You know, so we know what they're doing. We know if you support vouchers, of course you're going to support Jim Buford. And we need to give them cane. They need to back up off that. Yaphet needs to come out. Her husband needs to come out and say, I support Peter Downs and I support Donna Jones. There's no middle ground on this. You can't be neutral on this. You've got to take a stance on this. The stance is I am supporting Donna Jones and I'm supporting Peter Downs because I've seen what happens when Slay controls this board. And I care about the future of our kids. And there's no middle ground on this. You can't come out and say, I don't support either one. You better commit.
Her name should have told her what side of this legislation she'd be on. Mm. But there were two more comments I want to make. And I'll listen to what you have to say afterward because I got to get out of here. Do you know that they say it has been said that thugs have been hired by Slay to harass the voters in the second ward? So I'm thinking that's going to be all over too, because I know what happened in the ninth ward because we were out there. Also, is there any way for Peter to know the protection of the voting? You know, the votes are stolen at the source of counting. And does he have any way to, I know he can be there when it's being done, but with these machines, is there a way to protect the votes?
That's the problem, and that's why California has thrown them out. That's why other cities have thrown them out. They're diabolical machines. Yes, there's all kinds of ways to hack into these machines,
well,
and I don't believe that there's a paper trail either.
Well,
so
look, is there a way that we can vote on these darn things the next time an election comes up? Because no one got a chance to say whether or not we wanted to use these dumb things.
The problem in the city of St. Louis is like with our police board.
Yeah.
It's controlled by Jefferson City. The Jefferson City Matt Blunt appointed a right-wing voucher fanatic as the Republican commissioner and attempted to appoint a left or a Democratic right-wing vouchers fanatic as the Democratic commissioner.
You know,
so that's where these appointments are coming by. But also understand that Francis Lay is not up in Jefferson City advocating against vouchers.
Because he already knows.
There you go. So that's why Irene J. Smith.
Right, left, and left, right.
And that's why Irene J. Smith should have been mayor.
That's right.
Okay, got to roll.
I think they stole from her, too.
Got to roll.
But we need to find out about all of this. Okay, thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. This is election season, and I'm going to focus on this because this stuff is critical. We have a discussion going on up in Jefferson City. There are so many lessons that are brought to us that we have to embrace. 500,000 people got into the streets on Monday. Over the weekend. That was just in L.A. alone. They marched against. Don't tell me that old school ain't the way to do stuff. Of course you need to get out in the streets. All I'm telling you is... Pick up the phone. You don't even have to get out of your house. You have a cell phone. You don't have to get out of your car. You need to pick up the phone and burn the phone lines up of these people that are betraying your trust, that are responding to how much money they get from people who can't stand us. When Rodney Hubbard and Ted Hoskins, who was the chairman of the Black Caucus, when he takes tens of thousands of dollars from All Children Matter, All Children Matters is a right-wing voucher fanatic organization put together by Sam Walton. I'm not Sam Walton, the Walton family, Walmart. It's all about getting the tax money out of the state of Missouri. And Ted Hoskins, you look at his report, he's getting money from Florida. He's getting money from Wyoming. He's getting money from Kansas. He's getting money from every place but from us. Oh, what is it? What is it? What is it? It's money from voucher fanatics. Voucher fanatics. Ted Hoskins, Rodney Hubbard, it's right there in their reports, are meeting with voucher fanatic lobbyists. They're getting their dinners paid for. They're getting some drinks paid for. They're getting their dinner paid for. They're getting a little party paid for by these voucher fanatics. And what do they come back to their community with? They want to spew voucher fanaticism on us. They want to bring us human waste and tell us it's sugar. It's not. It's madness. It's madness. We need to be on these people. We need 500,000 people got to the streets. The least you can do is pick up the phone and call these people and call them out. That's the least we can do. All you got to do is pick up a phone. You got a phone. Ted Hoskins' phone number is 573 751-0169. His home phone number is 524-6647. 573-751-0169. Rodney Hubbard's number is 573-751-2383. And you need to ask Yaphet, what are you doing meeting with a voucher fanatic? You, Rodney, and Ted Hoskins? What are you doing? What are you doing endorsing a Republican for the school board? Her number is 573-751-2198. That's 573-751-2198. Y'all need to, 500,000 people got to the street and got their way. Understand that. Got their way. Y'all can't pick up a phone? You're on the wake-up call.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
You commented about the 500,000 people.
500,000 plus.
Plus, yes. It was Hispanics.
Yes, Latinos, Hispanics, yes.
Yeah. Okay. You know what I wish? I wish they had did this 40 years ago. I was looking at a documentary of the Civil Rights Movement. You know, they refused to get involved in it. The leaders. I wish they had did. It's too late now. Even though it's not even feasible to think that you can put 10 million people in jail. You know, I don't even know what they're protesting about, really.
Well, then
what
they should be doing is economic boycotting. Kevin, let me tell you what they're protesting about. It's real easy what they're protesting about. It's the legislation that was pending in Washington, D.C., legislation that would have put priests in jail for giving a bowl of soup to a person that's an undocumented immigrant here. That's what they were protesting about. They were protesting about the fact that there was a law that they wanted to put in place that would make you into a felon if you were undocumented in the United States. That's what they were protesting about. Come on.
You know what? You know what? And I guess I didn't explain myself correctly. I'm saying that right now they probably can put you in jail for being undocumented.
They can't give you a felony, Kevin. They can't give you a felony. Why do you think that they're trying to change the law? They're talking about making it a felony.
Can they put 11 million people in jail?
It doesn't matter whether they can or not. They were trying to pass the law to give them the opportunity to put a million in, to put 500,000 in.
That, which is not right, and I understand that.
So that's why they were in the street.
That I hope, you know what, not a Latino or Hispanic or whatever you want to call them, did not want to get involved in that civil rights movement.
Okay, now what?
Realized that last night.
Okay, so now what, Kevin?
Well, it's just, you know what? We always supporting everybody that
wait
doesn't
minute,
support
wait,
us.
Wait a minute. The fact of the matter is that this you're not listening to the lesson that I'm preaching here.
Okay.
The lesson that I'm preaching is that it matters when you get in the streets. When 500,000 people get in the streets, things change. People need to get in the streets. I don't need to have a discussion about what they didn't do for us. We need to talk about what's going on right now. How do you change the condition of your people? You have an example right in front of you. 500,000 people got in the street and the laws changed. That's the lesson here. Forget it. We're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Calls.
The laws ain't going to change.
Blah, blah, blah. You don't want to hear the lesson. Get off the phone.
For much too much, why could you send back the only man she loved? I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord, she's dying to dance with my father again. Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.
The Mad Art Gallery on Friday from 8 to 11 p.m. Four local poets will read from their work. The doors open at 7. Admission is free, but a cash bar will be available. To find out more, call 314-771-8230. Poetic news to you from Radio Free St. Louis.
WGNU News Time is 8:31. Time for another look at traffic. This hour's traffic is brought to you by the Illinois State Lottery.
At Page at Liberty, they're still battling a two-alarm fire. All lanes are closed in both directions. Again, that's at Page and Liberty, a two-alarm fire in progress. Westbound Highway 40 at Laclede Station Road, there's an accident reported. The left lane is closed. You can expect delays around the Hampton area. Eastbound 70 at Salisbury, there's some type of object on the roadway. It looks like it could be a camper shell, and that's in the exit lane at Salisbury on 70. Road construction has the right lane closed on westbound 44 between Gray Summit and St. Clair Road. Traffic is moving well on eastbound 44 around Highway 141 and 270. Slow traffic reported northbound 270 on either side of I-44. Westbound 270 between Bellefontaine and New Florissant in North County is in good shape this morning. Northbound 55 around 270 in Germania, no problem to report there. And downtown, it looks like that the bridges are starting to thin out now. The Dr. King Bridge between 5570 and the Cleeds Landing is in pretty good shape. 5570 at the Poplar Street, traffic is starting to ease up. This traffic report brought to you by the Illinois Lottery. You can play daily, play nightly, or play when you need a smile. Play for the rush. No matter how you play, play the Illinois Lottery, have a ball, have fun, and play responsibly. WGNU News Time is now 8:34. The forecast calls for partly sunny skies today with a high of about 65. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 45. And for tomorrow, it's going to be partly sunny and breezy with a chance of some showers or thunderstorms developing in the afternoon hours, the high near 75. Right now, the temperature reading is 53 degrees here at WGNU. And we'll have more of the wake-up call with Liz Brown coming up in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrator salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, Treasurer.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Hello, my name is Tony Weaver. I am a candidate for the Hazelwood School District. There is no greater cause than the education of our children, and there is no greater responsibility than ensuring that our children receive the education that they are entitled to. Our children deserve a school board member that will respect all of our children and parents, and a school board member who will insist upon fair treatment for all of our children. My name is Tony Weaver, and when I am elected to the Hazelwood School Board, I will make certain that students, parents, and employees have the support and the environment that they need. April 4th is Election Day in Hazelwood. Please punch number 61 for Tony Weaver. The future of our children, our district, and our community depends upon your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Tony Weaver. Paul Banks, Treasurer.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Daddy was a soldier. He taught me about freedom. Peace and all the great things that we take advantage of. Once I fed the homeless, I'll never forget.
And we remind you that this segment of the Wake Up Call is being paid for by friends of Tony Weaver, Paul Banks, treasurer.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. We've been talking about education all morning long. We've been talking about the cost of charters. We've been talking about the cost of vouchers. We've been talking about the cost of not having the right people on school boards. It's cost. St. Louis has taught us, if St. Louis hasn't taught you anything, it has taught you that, you know what, you need the right people on the school board. And this half hour, we're going to be talking to a man who is running for the Hazelwood School Board, Tony Weaver, to put the, speaking of putting the right person on the school board. Tony Weaver, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
You've been hearing the conversations about schools. You've been hearing the conversation about vouchers. You've been hearing the conversations about charter schools. Tell us why you're running for the Hazelwood School Board.
Excuse me. I'm running for the Hazelwood School Board because I have a passion for education and a passion for our future leaders of tomorrow. We in the community as taxpayers have to step up and put the pressure on the school boards so the school boards can make the right decisions that affect our students.
So when you tell us about some of the issues that you've confronted, because simply because you haven't been on the school board doesn't mean that you haven't been down there at the school board meetings. What have you seen in Hazelwood? What are some of the things that you have seen that inspired you to run for this?
Well, one of the things I've seen is the non-professionalism of school board members. Just because you're elected official, there are certain things that you have to do. You have to be professional to our taxpayers in the community. And more importantly, the decision that's being made today is not the right decisions that that are affecting our students in a positive way. I probably attended probably almost every board meeting this year except three. And the things or decisions that I've seen, one in particular, that the school district pretty much, in my eyes, use the taxpayers when they want something, when they need something. Perfect example is that they asked us to pass a $70 million bond issue. We supported that bond issue. The bond issue was passed. They built four new middle schools. And what we were asking from a taxpayer point of view, can you make sure that we have African-American contract? Excuse me. African-American contractors building those schools. They refused to do that, even though the school district is 62% African-American. So we pretty much had to have...
Why is that important to you? Why is it important when you have a district of majority children of African descent? Why is it important that you have the same types of businesses doing the work on those schools?
Well, I think that will give our kids some motivation. We always talk about mentors.
Mm-hmm.
We always talk about putting somebody in front of our kids is very positive. I think the greatest thing that can happen out there is for us to, as a student, to look out there and see somebody building those schools, somebody putting up some drywall, some
that
bricks
look like
out
them.
There. Absolutely. So you want to inspire a child, you can inspire a child by seeing somebody doing something very productive out there in the community.
And isn't there also the other component of when you black businesses hire black people? That's where a lot
Absolutely.
Of black people get jobs and that. So not only are you able to, children are able to see that, but businesses are able to grow and then more black people are able to get jobs.
That is true.
So that's another reason for that.
That is correct.
And the school board there in Hazelwood, after coming to the tax... If 62% of the children in Hazelwood are of African descent, does that mean that there are a whole lot of black folks in the Hazelwood area?
Yes, it is.
So a lot of black folks using their tax money to build these new schools, and the school board gave their word that they were going to do something about this, and when they got the money, what happened?
They didn't do it. Actually, you know, I had to, along with some other people in the community, we had to force the district to set aside $10.5 million just for minority contractors. And it was even a fight for that. You know, I think I was disappointed when you come to a school board meeting and you're asking us to support the bond issue. You're asking us to do the right thing. You're asking us to be involved in the community and the programs in the schools. To me, it's a simple decision to make sure the people that are you're taking those tax dollars from, you'd be more than happy to make sure they engage,
mm-hmm.
make sure they're doing what they're supposed to do in terms of making sure our taxpayers' benefit from building of those four middle schools, and that didn't happen.
And it didn't happen. So you were part of the you were leading the group to make that little bit of $10 million set aside.
That is true statement.
Okay. So what else have you seen from this board? What does the board look like in Hazelwood? What does the school board of Hazelwood look like?
Well, we actually have several members on the board today. We have one African American female on the board currently.
So you have six white folks and one person of African descent?
That is correct.
In a district that is over 50%, or over 60% black?
That is a true statement. That's a true statement. And I always like to say there needs some balance on the board, and that's why I'm running.
What about gender-wise? What do we have gender-wise?
We have three females on the board total.
And four males.
And four males. Well, let me see. Let me make sure I'm right on this. We have four females.
Okay. And three males?
No, five females and two males.
Five females and two
Thank
males.
You.
Okay, oops. All right, gotta get your numbers right. Okay, so we need some balance on the board.
Yes.
We need some balance on the board. So five females, two males, and six white, one person of African descent.
That's correct.
Need some balance on that board.
Yes, we do.
Need some balance on that board. When you go out to the streets and talk to people in the community about your campaign, what are people telling you? Are people getting engaged into the importance of a school board race?
The people on my team are working very diligently. Mm-hmm. I am really happy to say that people are galvanized. We go knock on doors, and we drop literature that they got somebody on their board that's going to be a voice for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the biggest things that they're disappointed in is the fact that the board can come out and ask them for money. The board can come out and ask them to participate and volunteer. But when it comes down to really assessing the needs or helping the community and doing things, something very positive for the community, it doesn't happen from a school board point of view.
So they want the money.
Absolutely.
They don't want your participation. They just want your money.
That's true.
And so that's what you're hearing from people on the street.
Yes.
So when you talk to people about this race, does it seem like that they're going to engage in this race differently than races that they've done in the past?
Yes, they are. People are committed to making sure that they go to the polls. That was one of the major problems in the past, that because it's an off election, people don't really participate in the election in April unless there's a bond issue or something on the ballot to pull them out. But we're flushing those people out this time in this election because we know that people get complacent sometimes. So if people actually ride to the polls, we're asking them to call 653-6300. Somebody will be manning that phone all day long, and we would definitely come pick you up. And we're not asking just for people that's handicapped. We're asking for anybody. If you go to work and you're tired, you don't want to leave out your house, we'll come and pick you up and take you to the polls and have you to vote.
And if people want to help with your campaign, is there a number where they can call?
Yes, they can. They can call 653-6300.
Tony Weaver, Hazelwood School Board Race. We're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me. Know the place to shop for all your appliance needs? Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
My name is Shelley Welsh. I am running for mayor of University City, and I would like to ask for your support. We need a leader who will acknowledge that we can do better for our residents and our community, a leader who does not always see barriers to progress, but instead sees the possibilities for growth and greatness, a leader who encourages and welcomes citizen input and involvement in our community. I am that type of leader. I would appreciate your support on April 4th. Paid for by Shelley Welsh for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer.
After two very successful tours through the U.S. and Canada, the Flying Dutchman André Rieu and his fabulous Johann Strauss Orchestra are back for a series of unforgettable and romantic concerts. Enjoy an evening filled with delightful opera, light opera, and musical melodies with classical music and compelling waltzes, with funny and touching moments, but above all, with lots of romance. This will be a night to always remember, so be there.
André Rieu, in concert, April 26th at Sava Center. Tickets available at all Ticketmaster outlets, online at Ticketmaster.com, or call 314-241-1888.
Don't miss this, André Rieu, the man who brings classics to the world. Get your tickets soon and let André Rieu, the world-famous King of Waltz, take you on a musical journey like never before.
My name is Peter Downs. In the last 3 years, we've seen St. Louis schools lose 25 accreditation points.
Peter Downs has been a public schools parent for 18 years and has two children currently in St. Louis public schools.
Violence in schools has soared and the dropout rate has shot up.
As publisher and editor of the St. Louis Schools Watch, Peter Downs has been an advocate for all children.
It is time to turn our schools around.
Peter Downs' reporting helped prod the management of St. Louis Public Schools to clean up lead contamination at Mann's school.
Vote for me on April 4th. Let's build a school board that wants to educate every child. Let's build a school board that will work with parents and the community to build the kind of schools that St. Louisans want.
As a school board member, Peter Downs will be able to do even more.
Together, we can make a difference. Vote for Peter Downs for school board.
Peter Downs is a parent's choice for school board.
My name is Peter Downs. Vote for me on April 4th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, treasurer.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Cape Town. Police say $16 million has been stolen from a plane that was parked at the airport in Johannesburg. The money had been flown in from Britain and was on its way to Tanzania and another African country. Several men with automatic weapons got access to the plane, which was in a hangar in the most secure part of the airport. No injuries were reported, but investigators say it is likely an inside job because so much appears to have been known about all the circumstances. And Dateline London. A new report indicates the British government has upset the Afghanistan government by not honoring a promise to pay Afghani farmers for getting rid of its poppy crops. This has caused farmers in the southern portion of the country to consider supporting the Taliban again. Afghanistan is the biggest producer of opium in the world. Britain was given charge of the counter-narcotics program in Afghanistan following the American invasion after the September 11th attacks. The British made a deal with farmers to pay them over $300 for every portion of an acre of poppies that they eradicated. The farmers took the deal and got rid of the plants, but the British never paid off. A local leader says his people got several hundred checks that couldn't be cashed because there was no money in the British account. Now there's an organized movement to sue the British government for over $20 million the farmers say they are owed. British troops are part of a NATO peacekeeping force being utilized as part of the reconstruction process, and there's now some concern that the British soldiers could be targets for retribution over this broken deal. The Taliban has promised the locals they will protect their opium trade, so they'll be able to make money to survive. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Hi, my name is Ambria. I'm a student in Riverview Gardens School District. I'm telling all my friends and family to come out on April 4th and vote for Miss Bobby Small and Mr. Fred Winston. I want a good quality education, and they assure me I'll get one. Punch number 61 and 65 on April 4th.
Paid for by committee to elect Small and Winston, Ashley Terry, treasurer.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in AM 920 WGNU every Monday through Friday from 2 to 5 in the afternoon. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA, then go do the right thing.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Grandma's hands used to hand me.
This segment of the wake-up call being paid for by friends of Tony Weaver, Paul Banks, treasurer.
Grandma's hands picked me up each time I fell. Grandma's hands, boy, they really came in a handy sheep seat.
Welcome back, welcome back. We are talking education here this morning. I am talking to Tony Weaver. He is a candidate for the school board in the Hazelwood School District. Tony, welcome back.
Thank you, welcome.
All right, and so tell me about A lot of people don't know about how much money really goes into Hazelwood from their taxes. Talk to us about that.
52%, over 52% of your tax dollar goes to the Hazelwood School District.
Wow.
And one of the things that I'm finding out that people would tell me, well, I'm not concerned about that because my kids don't attend Hazelwood mm-hmm. schools, or my kids are older now than any Hazelwood schools anymore. But when I remind them that it doesn't matter, your tax dollar still is going to be taken out, and it's going to go to Hazelwood, whether your kids are in the district or not.
And, Tony, I think that people really need to reevaluate that worldview, because whether your kids are in the school district or not, okay, let's say that your kids are 40 years old, okay, but and they live in Hazelwood. Hazelwood is going to be putting out kids out into the world. Somebody for your grandchild to hang out with, someone for your grandchild to go to school with, someone for your grandchild to go in business with, someone for your grandchild to marry. I mean, it matters, because it's not just you out here in the world. It matters that a good product is put out of our school, because your children are going to have to deal with the result of what Hazelwood puts out.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I always say, now Hazelwood is a huge school district.
How big is it?
You know, we have 19,000 plus students
wow.
in that school system.
Wow.
And I tell everybody, if one child fails in that school system, we all fail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times, unfortunately, you know, our district is split up. You know, you got the people on the east side, west side, central side of the district. And sometimes we're not on the same page from a school board standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
We had to get away from that. We got to understand that we all win together. And we all lose together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that's disappointing in Hazelwood. We still have a separate community in the Hazelwood School District.
Mm-hmm.
We all have to be on the same page, educating every child that's out there. Because if we don't educate that one child, we're missing that one child, then we all in trouble.
And if we don't, then that's going to be somebody that your child's going to have to deal with.
Absolutely.
You know, whether it's business, relationship, or just meeting them on the street.
Right. That is a true statement.
So, you know, we need to do that. So there's also something else that you wanted to talk about in terms of the web and your involvement.
Yes, the Hazelwood School District has a website out there, and I'm proud to say that I was behind them putting every job opening on the Hazelwood School District website.
Wow.
Before, if you knew somebody in Hazelwood, you had the right hookup, then you'd call them on the phone, you got a job. That happened several times, even in my presence in the school board over the years. So I had to step up and ask them about that. We need to change the policy. They didn't want to do that. So I got an open forum and challenged them. Why is it that we don't have every job opening? When there's a superintendent's leaving, assistant superintendent, or teacher, we need to know those job openings so we can put them out there in the community, and anybody can go out to the website and take a look at those jobs and apply for them.
So that was their decision prior to your bringing it to the light. Oh, no, we're just going to keep this undercover and just hand out jobs as hookups.
Absolutely.
And when we talk about 16,000 students, a district that big, that's a lot of jobs.
That's a lot of jobs.
That's a lot of jobs.
Yes.
So in terms of the vision for the Hazelwood School District, what's your vision?
Well, my vision is to include everybody in the community. We have to make sure we educate every child out there. We have to put programs in place that kids will want to be interested in. You know, the school board today do not have a group or organization decide. They can go out there and talk to children,
mm-hmm.
get kids ideas and views
mm-hmm.
so they can give their input to the school board. We need to have those students participating in some of the things that school board members do to be effective. And the problem comes in, you know, if you're a school board, we got school board members that have been on there 20 plus years.
Really?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Two of them have been on 20 plus years. So that's not a bad thing in some cases. But we got to make sure we're still in touch with that student out there, and that is what's not happening today. And
wait a minute. You had a school board member that's been on the board for 20 years?
We have two.
Two?
Two has been over 20 years.
Oh, that's too much.
Oh, yeah.
That's too much.
Oh, yeah.
That is too much. So one of the things that people say when they, this is election season, some people come to the election process with this attitude of, another politician. How do you view yourself in the world or being defined as a politician?
Well, I like to kind of switch that around, change that a little bit if I can. I consider myself as a coach. I think the political arena has been bombarded with a lot of unethical things, a lot of unfair things that politicians are currently doing. You know, I'm always coaching people along. You know, whether you are a politician, not a politician, I try to engage everybody. I have a lot of young students working on my campaign, mm-hmm. and that's what I'm proud of. You know, because they need to understand how this whole process works.
Absolutely.
You know, so when you got those kids galvanized to do the things that they're doing, they understand, you know, why it's so important to have the right person on the school board making right decisions, good decisions for those students out there, which are our future leaders of tomorrow, which is very, very important to me.
And let's talk about the process of getting this job done, Tony. You have to have a lot of people supporting you and a lot of people working with you to make this happen.
Yes, I am proud to say that I have the support of SEIU, which is the largest service union here in St. Louis, that is supporting my campaign. I have several political people supporting my campaign, State Representative Juanita Walton, Representative Retta Days. I got several ministers out here, several people in the community, several teachers in the Hazelwood School District that support my campaign because they too do not like what's going on.
And so in terms of getting people to connect to you, getting people to get a yard sign, getting people to connect to your campaign, how can people do that?
Again, you can call 653-6300. You can leave your voicemail with your name and phone number and address, and we'll come by and put a yard sign in your yard.
Excellent.
And we need anybody that wants to get involved with my campaign, please call 653-6300.
And in terms of the importance of, because we have 1 minute left here, how important is it to get you on the Hazelwood School Board?
Well, if you want somebody that has a voice for the community, you want somebody that's always been an advocate for our students, our children, you want someone on that board like myself that's been an advocate for our teachers, and even the non-certified person in the Hazelwood School District is very critical. I'm that person. But before I leave today, I want to let everybody know we have a form mm-hmm. that's coming in.
Excellent.
On Sunday. It's at Christ Our Redeemer Church at 3 p.m. It is 13820 Old Jamestown Road, zip code 63033.
When is it again?
It's on Sunday, April 2nd at 3 p.m. at Christ Our Redeemer Church, located at 13820 Old Jamestown Road in Blackjack.
And if people want more information about that, give out your number again, please.
My number is 653-6300.
And Tony Weaver, candidate for the Hazelwood School Board. Good luck. I hope to have you back on after you win so you can keep us apprised of what's going on in Hazelwood.
I definitely do that. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right, Tony. Thank you so much. Good luck. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
This segment of the Wake Up Call has been paid for by friends of Tony Weaver, Paul Banks, treasurer.
Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. I will never say that progress is being made. If you took a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out.
For the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. You wanted to buy an SUV or a pickup truck, but you say they use way too much gas. Well, maybe not anymore. More from ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey.
Daria, Secretary of Transportation Norman Mineta should be making the announcement any moment now. Big changes in the fuel economy rules for SUVs, vans, and pickup trucks. The biggest in three decades. You may remember President Bush saying during his State of the Union speech this year that America is addicted to oil.
The best way to break this addiction is through technology.
And he wants automakers to use that technology to vastly improve gas mileage on the vehicles we drive, especially those light trucks. Daria?
ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey. The president has a lot on his plate today. He's got a meeting with the Nigerian president, another speech outlining the White House Iraq policy, and a trip to Cancun. He'll head to a summit with the leaders of Canada and Mexico. One issue they are sure to discuss, immigration reform. The president's new chief of staff is going to spend some time settling in.
The changing of the guard will take nearly 3 weeks. New chief of staff Joshua Bolton's been given a mandate to shake things up. But some Republicans in Congress are publicly saying this is not enough to get the Bush agenda back on track.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. Closing arguments this afternoon in the sentencing trial of Zacharias Moussaoui.
Moussaoui apparently felt his fate was sealed after his arrest.
Prosecutors revealed on the eve of the trial the admitted Al-Qaeda member had offered to testify for them and against himself. In return, he wanted better jail conditions before he was executed. The offer was withdrawn when prosecutors told him he had a right to testify and he had to talk about other terrorist plots. The defense ended its case trying to discredit Moussaoui's claim that he was to have flown a fifth plane on September 11th. Other Al-Qaeda members in custody said he had no role in the attacks. Pam Coulter, ABC News, Washington.
This is ABC News.
When my baby left for college, I took some classes of my own.
That's right, turn.
Dance classes. That's when I started needing a pain reliever for my sore legs. Then I upgraded my computer and had to get a headache medicine, too. For every new pain, I had a different pain reliever. But now I'm all Advil. It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt, and nothing's proven stronger on tough pain than Advil. I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Use as directed. Compared to OTC pain relievers.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. If you have $4, $6, $10,000 in credit card bills, find out how quickly your debt can be paid off. Callers save an average of 30% in payments every month. So gather your bills and call now for a personal debt analysis. Licensing details available. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services, 1-800-695-9092. That's 1-800-695-9092.
The National Urban League says the economic gap between whites and blacks is growing. President Marc Morial says it's time for some real policy changes to even the playing field.
We need to lower the down payment requirements significantly. We need to ensure that the mortgage denial rate is not as high as it is for so many African Americans.
In addition to changes in housing, he's calling for a higher minimum wage and more funding to predominantly minority school districts. It's happened again. A little boy entranced by a toy crane game climbed into the glass tin case, this time a three-year-old from Austin, Minnesota, and then Devin Lee Haskin made himself right at home playing with all the toys.
If you were to look at the door on this machine, you would never believe that he'd be able to crawl in there anyway. I think Harry Houdini would be proud of him.
Firefighter Dan Wilson says Devin Lee liked it so much in there he didn't want to come out. Dow and NASDAQ both up. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for a check of WGNU News. This update is brought to you by Accountemps. I'm Peyton Colston. In the news, the Service Employees International Union, Local 2000, is throwing their support behind Tony Weaver in his bid for a seat on the Hazelwood Board of Education. Barbara Black, the president of the local union, explains why they're supporting Weaver over Desiree Whitlock.
We feel he is the best candidate because he has a good track record. He's done a lot of good things for Hazelwood. He also supports labor, and we feel that he will continue to support labor.
Black says Whitlock was not given an SEIU endorsement because she attended a meeting where she supported negative statements made by the district about the lack of a contract with the Hazelwood food service workers. The Hazelwood Board of Education election is April 4th. In Bonterra, a woman accused of poisoning her friend will be assigned a public defender for her next court appearance. Tina Vasquez could face life in prison if she's convicted of first-degree assault. Authorities say she poisoned Angie Hosler in an effort to get closer to Hosler's husband. Hosler has since been released from the hospital. In court yesterday, Vasquez told the judge she could not afford an attorney. She remains in jail on $50,000 bond and is set to return to court April 13th. In St. Genevieve County, an area paramedic is suspended without pay after being arrested for child porn possession. 24-year-old Jason Inman, an emergency worker with St. Genevieve County and also with the Joaquin Platin Ambulance District, has been charged with 8 counts of possession of child pornography. He's set to make his first court appearance today. Former St. Louis School Board member Bill Haas is running for state representative. Haas filed yesterday as a Democratic candidate in the 58th District. He'll face off against incumbent Democrat Rodney Hubbard in the August 8th primary election. No one from any other party has filed for the primary.
And finally, this hour, St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay is headed to court to perform his civic duty. The mayor's been called to be on jury duty this week, and today he goes in to see if he'll be one of those selected to take a case. Slay says he does not intend to get out of jury duty, regardless of whether he's selected for a case or what kind of case he might be assigned. That's a report of WGNU News, brought to you by Accountemps. Call today for the free 2006 salary guide and find out the latest salary ranges for the accounting and finance profession. I'm Peyton Colston, reporting for WGNU News.
And before we go to the traffic, there are a couple of other notes that we want to pass along to you this morning. Two people are hospitalized in St. Louis after a serious accident in Jefferson County overnight. The Highway Patrol says that a car going west on Dillon Road crossed the center line, sideswiped a second vehicle, and then collided with a third vehicle head-on. The driver and a passenger in the first car had to be airlifted to separate St. Louis hospitals with serious injuries. The driver of the third vehicle suffered minor injuries and was taken to another hospital by ambulance. Also, another person was hospitalized following a late-night shooting on the south side. One person was shot about 11 o'clock last night in the Merrimack Point Apartments on Merrimack Street. No word of the victim's condition or any arrests at this time. And another serious automobile accident in downtown Kirkwood is under investigation. A car and an SUV collided into each other at the intersection of South Kirkwood and Monroe about 1 o'clock this morning. The driver of the car had to be cut out of the vehicle. Several other occupants of the SUV also suffered injuries. Now let's take a look at traffic, brought to you by the Illinois State Lottery. Page at Liberty, they're still dealing with some restrictions because of an earlier fire at that location. On westbound Highway 40 between Hampton and Hanley, traffic is still slow due to an earlier accident. Road construction has the right lane closed on westbound I-44 between Route 100 and Highway 47. Also, the two left lanes are now closed at southbound 55 at 4500 South Broadway. We have a report of slow traffic on Highway 40 between Clayton and Warson. And also, northbound Highway 61 at I-70, maintenance operations there have the roadway down to one lane. Otherwise, everything else looks pretty decent this morning. No other problems to report at this time. Traffic is being brought to you by the Illinois Lottery. You can play daily, play nightly, or play when you need a smile. Play for the rush. No matter how you play, play the Illinois Lottery and have a ball, have fun, and play responsibly. WGNU News Time is now 9:08. The forecast for the greater St. Louis area calls for partly sunny skies with a high of about 65 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the low 45. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy with a chance of afternoon rain, the high near 70. Right now it's 55 degrees here at WGNU. WGNU News Time is now 9:09, and back to more of the wake-up call with Liz Brown in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrator salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools led safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, treasurer.
Learn about wetlands and the critters that live there at the August A. Bush Conservation Area in High Ridge on Saturday from 10 to 3. Learn about waterfowl, identify ducks, and watch retriever dogs in action. Plenty of free parking will be available and no reservations are required. News to you from WGNU.
My name is Shelley Welsh. I am running for mayor of University City, and I would like to ask for your support. We need a leader who will acknowledge that we can do better for our residents and our community, a leader who does not always see barriers to progress, but instead sees the possibilities for growth and greatness, a leader who encourages and welcomes citizen input and involvement in our community. I am that type of leader. I would appreciate your support on April 4th. Paid for by Shelley Welsh for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer.
think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how do you discuss? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how do you discuss?
Time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for your power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I remember saying that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low made.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
Well, the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied existence.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, no problemo. You can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. revolution@lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. My goodness gracious, we have all kinds of stuff to talk about. And don't forget, we are broadcast live. We're streamed at WGNU.net. Also, the wake-up call is archived at WhiteRoseSociety.org. So if you missed an hour, go get your hour. Go get your hour at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Get up. Get up. Get to me. We have much to talk about. I'm just telling you, folks. I'm telling you. This election is huge. We have people that are calling. I want to know why an elected official who's in office right now that lives on the north side, that has seen the devastation of the thousands of lost jobs, that has seen the devastation of the closing of dozens of schools, that has seen the devastation of the loss of 25 accreditation points, that have seen teachers fleeing the district, parents fleeing the district. We have Montessori schools that were working. They're trashed now. We have human waste in the classrooms because we don't, because millions of dollars have been spent on Sodexo, and they don't clean our schools. Oh, they give money, they pay off money to businesses. They give money for black scholarships, but they don't clean the classrooms. They don't keep the yards. We've had children poisoned by Aramark food. This is a district in 3 short years has done a nosedive that has, outside of the nosedive that the school district in New Orleans has taken with Katrina, and that was a natural disaster. We had the man-made disaster of Darnetta Clinkstale Shamel and Jim Buford Slay. That's a man-made disaster. Katrina has done, these folks have done as much as Katrina have to destroy a district. The only thing that's different is the buildings are still standing. But the devastation that has been wrought to this district as a result of Darnetta Clinkstale, Shamel, and Jim Buford Slay is a shame as if Katrina came. Katrina is, you know, it's like one of those bombs that they make where they don't destroy the buildings. Well, they destroy all the life in it. That's what they have done. And it's about the money that this district has. Don't let them tell you that this district is broke. If it's broke, you wouldn't have had too many people. There's so many people trying to break into it. If this district is broke, why the voucher people want to come up in here? Right-wing voucher fanatics. Don't break into empty schools. School districts. They don't break into empty school districts. Okay, they go where the money is. So don't you let them pull them out of your district. There's enough money for right-wing voucher fanatics to want it. And it breaks my heart and infuriates me and fills me with the passion that is indescribable to tell the world, to tell it, and to get you all to do something about it. When I see the names of elected officials on lobby lists, when lobbyists are bragging about how much money they're spending on our elected official. Rodney Hubbard had, lobbyists spent over $2,000 on Rodney. Over $2,000 on Rodney. Rodney Hubbard, you know, he liked to kick it, apparently. And he liked to kick it while he kicking you. He liked to kick it with the lobbyists. Y'all heard the story of Jack Abramoff? You know what dirty lobbyists can do. And Rodney Hubbard and Ted Hoskins are spending time with lobbyists, and they ain't spending time with you, are they? Ted Hoskins has met with Edward R. Martin Jr., a right-wing voucher fanatic. The only people he represents are voucher fanatics. That's the only person he's a lobbyist for. And Cheryl Dozier. Who's that? Why, she used to be the legislative assistant for Betty Thompson. Betty Thompson is the person that they try to put the name on this voucher bill. Cheryl Dozier has done mighty, mighty, mighty well with the voucher people after Betty Thompson put her name on the voucher bill. Ain't that something? Mm. 454-0400 is my phone number. And Cheryl Dozier met with Ted Hoskins in 2005, on February 14th, on March 30th. Edward Martin met with another right-wing voucher fanatic. Edward Martin met with Ted Hoskins on August 10th. Oh, it wasn't good enough. He had to spend some more money on him on August 17th. Then he had, I haven't seen you in a while. Let me get to you on October 18th. Let me get to you on November 30th. You hear what I'm saying? I'm saying every month, just about every month, Ted Hoskins was meeting with the right-wing voucher fanatics. And Baby Boy Hubbard ain't far behind. Baby Boy Hubbard is not far behind. Rodney Hubbard met with them in 2005 on January 26th, on March or April 22nd, on June the 2nd, on June the 15th, on August the 10th, looky, August the 10th, I guess he and Hoskins were kicking it with the lobbyists.
that are the right-wing voucher fanatics. They all kicking it. Oh, and what? It was good, so good on August 10th that Ted Hoskins and Rodney Hubbard decided to kick it again on August 17th. They like it. Kicking it. While they kicking you and destroying your school district. The records are right there. And the reason why they're so smug and they're so comfortable in this stealing that they're doing from our district is because they think that you're never going to find out. Well, let me tell you, my name is Liz Brown. My name is Liz Brown. And I'm here to tell it. I'm here to tell it. 4540400 is my phone number. 4546609 is my fax. What is your name, please?
I'm Kathy.
Kathy, yes.
I'm sorry. I called you back because I just got through talking to Ted Hoskins, and he's listening to your program.
I know he is.
He told me something that I called you back for. He said Rodney Hubbard is a Muslim.
Uh-huh. And?
And I want to tell him, please change your religion.
Why did he tell you that Rodney Hubbard was a Muslim?
No, I didn't. He told me because I was telling him that in our religion, if you're not kind to the elderly and gentle with the young, you're not Allah. And I said, it applies to the community of African-American descent, too. And he was saying that I didn't know what I was talking about because he knew that Farrakhan and Rodney Hubbard were Muslim, too. I said, well, I've talked to El Amin. And he said, well, what did she say? I said, she turned me over to her machine, too. And Rodney Hubbard, I heard him in the background while I was talking to the secretary.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But that's what they do, Liz. They turn
so what did Ted Hoskins say about the voucher bill?
Oh, he said that it wasn't a voucher. It's a tax credit. I said, it's whatever name you want to call it by, it's still taking money out of the African-American community. And he said, well, the schools are declining and the children are dropping out. I said, what's the cause of that? He said, well, it's not a matter of what the cause of it is. I said, you can't talk about effect unless you talk about cause, and you can't remove effect until you start removing the cause. And he said, well, the question is, what are we going to do about it? I said, what are you going to do about it? He said, well, that's what I'm doing now. But it was a lot of double talk.
Okay, and so he ain't ashamed of the money that he's taking from the lobbyists.
Right, and then he told me that he had another call because, you know, the beeper went on. And then he said he'd call me back. I said, you do that. He said, now you call me back, too. I said, I'm going to do that, too. But he was just grinning all over himself, bragging about how the schools had floundered here. I said, well, what caused that? And then I said, if it hadn't been for Darnetta Klingstad bringing in Roberti, we wouldn't be in this situation. He said, oh, that's not so, because it started 30 years ago. I said, but if you knew that, where were you when Roberti came in? What were you doing then?
What did he say?
I wasn't elected then. I said, it doesn't matter. You were elected. You were in the House, weren't you? You knew about it, didn't you? And he said, no. He said,
He's a liar. He's a liar.
No.
All right.
Well, see, that kind of stuff.
Stay on him. Stay on him.
Here.
All right. 4540400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Liz,
is your name, please?
Buena.
Buena.
Uh-huh. My question is, the policy that they have in the St. Louis public schools as it relates to elementary school, are you aware that in some of the schools, I don't know if it's practiced in all, but they do not allow the children to bring their books home to study?
Because they say they don't have enough books. Yes.
That's the reason they give.
Isn't that awful?
It's horrible.
It is horrible.
How can children learn? How can they study if they don't have the resources or the tools?
And mind you that people have been spending Darnetta Klingstad Shamel and Jim Buford have given away millions of dollars to big book companies, and your babies don't have enough books. So it raises the question of where's the money gone? They have given no bid contracts to book companies, and your babies don't have books.
And, you know, how can they sleep at night at the expense of our children? I do not understand that.
That's why it is so important that you get to the polls and
yes.
Take people with you on Tuesday.
Every lady.
It is critical. You need to be on the phone all weekend long. You need to be banging on doors all weekend long. If you can take Election Day off, you need to take Election Day off. And just walk your neighborhood and knock on doors and get people out to the polls.
I will do that.
All right.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you. 4540400 is my phone number. Get to me. What is your name, please?
Vader.
Yes.
Hey, life is good, Liz. How you doing?
Outstanding.
Man, whoo! Black voters, we have to clean out the house. We have to take the trash out.
Mm.
Trash need to go. trash from last year need to go. And
take out the trash.
We need to take the trash out. Again, I listened to the ads by the Bosleys and the Sodexos, and then I heard the Clink Scale ad and the Slate Junior's ad. Nothing but lies.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a comic relief bad joke that
it's
they're trying
nightmare.
To put over it's the radio, trying to make you laugh, but you know it's a stale joke.
Well, here's the amazing piece of it. There is no shame in any of them.
Oh, no.
Because if you can come to the microphone and put that, vomit that kind of lies out on people, you've got no shame. You've got no shame.
And based on Buford Slade's name in the community and the Bosleys, a lot of people feel like, well, if they're pushing for these guys, it's good. Because I didn't talk to over 20 people, and I had to let them know, just because you're saying that the devil's good today, but the devil's going to be bad tomorrow. If he's bad, he's bad. You don't support the devil at all.
And that's what our job is, to take people that are there, but this election should also be a referendum on, notice how they don't have preachers out there doing anymore, because we've been beating on them preachers, and they know that putting the preachers' voices out there is no good. We got to send in the same message with Bosley's voices, and we got to send in the same message with Garnetta Clink.
And they endorse these guys.
Well, what
so
I'm
I
saying
read it
is
in
that
the paper.
What I'm saying is that we've got to send a message loud and clear,
mm-hmm.
that no matter who you bring to us like this, we're not going to fall for it. Notice that they don't have Little Earl out there pushing the stuff anymore, because they know it doesn't work.
Because of what we did,
what we did on this show, what we have done in this community, we've said we don't buy these people. And if you look at the record of the things that Bosley has endorsed, his record has not been successful
it's not
either.
Good.
So we need to remind people that we're not listening to you all.
Save our children.
That's
our
right.
Children need books. And that superintendent, he's a dog, too. Bye-bye.
He's a dog. 454-0400 is my phone number. And don't forget, it's Peter Downs, Donna Jones. Donna Jones, Peter Downs. Those are the two people that you vote for on the St. Louis School Board. Donna Jones, Peter Downs. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Portia.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
You know, I just wanted to make a comment. I should have called you last week when I saw it. I picked up the St. Louis American, and there was a front page article about St. Louis businesses endorsing Clink Scale and Buford.
I bet they are.
You know, and it's just such a, it's propaganda, you know, and
actually,
people just, you know, this is the kind of stuff that will dishearten you and like, oh, well, we ain't got no chance. You
well,
know, they
don't,
got
don't
front page
it.
Ads about the businesses
don't
supporting them and whatnot,
it.
You know, but the businesses ain't the ones that's turning out the votes, okay? They getting paid.
That's
we
fact.
Already know that.
Fact.
They getting paid, but it's the people. It's the people that count, and that's why it's so important that we all have to get out there and let our voices be heard.
That's right. And take somebody with you and knock
take
on
a bunch of people
take
with
a
you.
Bunch of people with you and vote on Tuesday.
I'm telling
and vote
you.
On Tuesday.
Thanks, Liz.
Thank you, Porsche. 454-0400 is my phone number. Christine.
Yes. On the vouchers, I talked with Ted Hoskins, and he stuck on the principle that is scholarships, and it has nothing to do with vouchers. And he doesn't seem to know the difference, because he's saying that even though he takes money from right-wing Republicans, that he's still not for vouchers, that he can take their money and still not be for
but
vouchers.
He pushes a bill. Now understand this. This is how much of a fool he thinks you are. This is how much of a fool he thinks we are. He thinks that the fact that we don't understand that if right-wing pro-voucher people are giving you money and you're supporting the bill that they're supporting, that you're not supporting the voucher bill. That's how stupid he just said you stupid to your face. He said that the people, he is saying that the right-wing voucher fanatics that are paying his bills are giving him money, and those same right-wing voucher fanatics are in support of this bill. He is not supporting a voucher bill. He thinks we're stupid. He thinks we're stupid.
Well, maybe he's, because other things that he was saying was that there are two bills, 1783 and 1479,
mm-hmm.
and that neither one of them will take money from the public schools.
And so,
I said that couldn't be possible.
Couldn't possibly be possible.
But how it's disguised, how many ways the money's laundered, it's all going to be taking money from the public schools, because if these businesses, they're not going to give black children money for scholarships without getting the biggest
Christine, let me ask you this question. If it doesn't cost public schools any of this money, tell me why there are no rural schools that desperately need money signing up for this. Why Clayton, if this is scholarship money for children, why isn't Clayton School District signing up for this? Why didn't the city of St. Louis sign up for this? The city of St. Louis didn't ask for this. So tell me, if this is such a good deal and districts are not, why isn't every school district in the state of Missouri, because all their legislators know about it, why was this defeated by all the legislators last term? And why aren't they signing up for it now if this is about, if this doesn't take money out of your schools, and if this is a, if this is a scholarship program, and if it's a win-win situation for a city? Why isn't every city signing up for it?
Well, I asked him that, and he said he wasn't worried about the white children.
No, I'm talking about any other school district. If this is a good deal, why are there no other school districts that have signed up for it? And in fact, why is the, if it's such a good deal, why is the representative of Wellston School District, Maria Chappelle Nadal, why has she introduced legislation to take her district out of this bill? Now, Connie Johnson hasn't introduced in legislation. We don't have a city. We could have Yaphet Elamine, Amber Boykins, who wants a job promotion, Robin Wright Williams, who wants a job or wants to keep her job. Why haven't any of them introduced legislation to take the city of St. Louis out of this? Maria Chappelle Nadal is the only legislature that said, I want my school taken out of this. I want my district taken out of it. So if the representative said, I don't want my district in it, who's asking for this? The right-wing voucher fanatics that are paying the checks for Rodney Hubbard and Ted Hoskins. And I got to roll. We're going to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown. Stay with me. Hello, morning.
Hello.
Shop for all your appliance needs? Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Shelley Welsh will make a great mayor of University City. I'm Dave, and I've seen Shelley's powerful performance on City Council. We've all seen Shelley Welsh fight to use taxpayer money wisely to build us a great rec center. We've all seen how Shelley Welsh can enhance our future as she organized the highly effective Advisory Board for Economic Progress. We've all seen Shelley Welsh unite citizens across borders of color, gender, economy, while her opponents make an ugly effort to divide us. Now we all need to make Shelley Welsh mayor.
This ad has been paid for by Shelley Welsh for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer.
What is a community? It's friends, neighbors, co-workers, the people we work with, the people we share our world with. Sodexo is a community. It's a community of more than 100,000 employees and the 6 million people we serve every day. Sodexo is a community of people committed to improving the quality of daily life in St. Louis. It's why we partner with local minority-owned businesses, support the Gateway Classic with $50,000 in scholarships, and provide grants to the Martin Luther King Jr. Essay Contest and YMCA tutorial programs. It's why we collected nearly a quarter of a ton of food for the Kirksville Food Bank and support programs like Habitat for Humanity. Sodexo is part of your community, providing services across America and right here in St. Louis. Get to know us at SodexoUSA.com.
You're tuning in to Rasta Resolutions, the number one reggae program in America. King Silos, Rasta Resolutions comes your way every Saturday night from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Also on the net, that's www.wgnu.net, Rasta Resolutions.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 5 on AM 920 WGNU. Discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, family member, or yourself, it really matters to me. Call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 5 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
The people, the issues affecting your life, right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Some kids have and some kids don't, and some of us are wondering why. Mom won't watch the news at night. There's too much stuff that's making her cry. We need some help down here on earth. A thousand prayers, a million
hopes. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Ben.
Hello.
Good morning.
This is Ben from White Rose Society.
Ben, good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm outstanding. How are you, Ben?
Just fine. I've thought about vouchers for a large number of years, and I'm convinced that I know the real reason for them.
What's the real reason?
A fascist government requires studied ignorance on the part of the people. The people need to believe that they are informed and educated when in reality they have been fed the party line and have been carefully steered away from certain kinds of information. And private voucher schools exist to serve that end.
To let, you mean kind of like seducing the people into believing that they have more control over their lives than what they do?
Exactly right. And avoiding troublesome things that get in the way of the Christo-fascist party line, such as evolution, such as diversity among religions, such as the truth of people's ethnic heritages.
Yeah, okay, I dig that. I dig that as one of the reasons. But Ben, we have to be very clear about the primary number one motivation. George Bush has looked into the face of all of his right-wing supporters and said, with this immigration piece, baby, big business gets my attention all the time. And so we have to understand, first and foremost, this is about money.
All fascist governments are about money.
That's fact.
Because a fascist government is about the seduction of the people's right to govern themselves into the corporate pocket.
There you go. There you go. Thank you, Ben.
You take care.
All right, you too. 454-0400 is my phone number. Robert.
Hi. I called about this voucher issue that you guys are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not
100% convinced one way or the other. And frankly, I think the whole discussion is a kind of a distraction from some of the more substantive issues that are affecting our schools. But what I really would like to know is, how is it, because I think the opponents of the school voucher programs aren't articulating clearly enough with specificity how the money will be diverted out of the city schools. And I'd like to know if it is, in fact, a scholarship slash tax credit program like they are announcing it, how does the money get diverted away from the public school? Is it in the form of taking the money that follows the child out of the school, or is there some other way that the money actually ends up leaving the school?
There are two different ways that the money leaves the school. One is when the body of the child leaves the school.
Okay.
And secondly, as a result of the way that the money is calculated, $10,000, 100% tax credit that the business gets from this, that the individual gets from this, comes out of the school money, out of the general revenue and out of school money. So it comes out of both of those places.
So the tax credit the business would receive for whatever donations they would make?
100%. They get 100% back of what they give.
Okay. Well, I think that probably needs to be more explicitly explained because, frankly, I mean, I think I'm not a proponent of school voucher programs, but not simply because the money leaves, but because I don't think that they accomplish what they say that they want.
Those are the two reasons. I think I know that the voucher program cannot accomplish what they say that it does because we're not comparing apples to apples. Unless and until private schools agree to be tested and scrutinized the same way that public schools are, there is no way that you can say that this is a better choice for the child.
Well, I think that's an argument to be made, but I think a more powerful argument is that the voucher programs, frankly, will not allow most of the private schools here in the city of St. Louis and the metropolitan area are going to cost more than any voucher would provide.
But you can't.
I mean,
get
the testing of private schools, because I went to some very good private schools, and I don't know if they were subject to the strictures or mandates of the Missouri Department
of
Education.
They're not.
But I don't know that in and of itself has any relevance, frankly. A lot of them are doing a good job.
If we're going to assess, one of the ways that the public schools are assessed as not doing a good job is because of how they perform on these tests.
Rather than saying that private schools should be subject to those tests, I think we need to have a better measure for public schools, rather than making the private schools abide by whatever it is the public schools are subject to.
I think those standardized tests don't do anything. There have to be apples-to-apples comparison. And if we don't and if there isn't a standard where there is an apples-to-apples comparison, it doesn't matter whether the voucher is going to cover the cost of the private school, because we don't know if the private school is doing more or better than what the public school is, because there's not an apples-to-apples test or comparison. So we can't even get to the cost of it, because I'm not one of these people that says simply because it's a private school means it's a better school for the child.
Well, I agree with you on that. Simply because it has the name private attached to it doesn't automatically make it better.
And so how do we decide if it's better? How do we decide that it makes sense for $10,000 to follow this child to this private school if we don't know how this private school is testing? We know that private schools don't have to have certified teachers. We know that already.
Yeah, but see, I'm not sure that's the greatest argument either. I mean,
Of course it's a good argument because you have to have standards.
Well, but I'm saying the whole certified teacher thing. So you've got, and you look at what the Catholic schools have done around the country, and I don't believe that their teachers all necessarily are certified by the particular respective states.
And again, I as a parent have the right to know whether or not it matters whether these teachers are certified or not. If the public schools have to have certified teachers in order to be evaluated as a good public school or not, then of course the private schools have to be evaluated by that as well.
See, then I would make the converse argument, though, is that rather than making the private schools do what the public schools do, we need to change the public schools.
So lower the standard of the public schools to that of the private schools.
Pardon me?
Lower the standard
standard of the public schools down to the private schools. You don't have to have certified teachers.
Well, I reject
you don't
the
have
premise
have...
that having a certified teacher in and of itself makes you a good teacher.
It makes you a better. It makes you. It makes a parent know exactly what skills, what training, and what ability a teacher has.
No,
yeah,
it doesn't. It
yes,
just
it
lets
does.
You know that the teacher is certified. It yeah. doesn't let you know that that's a good teacher.
Well, it lets you know what training that they've had.
Yeah, but you've got chemists that work at Monsanto that would, for instance, this isn't by way of example, would like to come out of retirement, for instance, and work as a chemistry teacher in a public school who would do an outstandingly...
Why? Because they're a chemist? And that's a... You know what that is? That's the type of argument that demeans the work of a teacher. Just because you
I'm
have a job...
Demeaned,
and,
I don't
you are,
to.
Too, because you're automatically saying simply because they're a chemist, they would be a great teacher.
No, I'm not saying
that's
automatically
not what makes
because
it.
They are a chemist.
You
what
say
I'm
that they're
going to
be a good teacher?
The certification process
you
doesn't
said that they
itself.
Are going to be a good teacher simply because they're
no,
a chemist.
No, that isn't what I said.
What
I
did
said
you say?
Is that...
You said they're chemists at Monsanto that would do what?
That would like to come out of retirement and perhaps would like to teach, might very well make an excellent teacher.
And that's my point. My point is that simply because you have a job somewhere doesn't mean that you can be a teacher.
And simply because you're certified doesn't mean that you're good.
And simply because you're a chemist doesn't mean that you're good at your job either.
Fine.
Of course.
I will grant you that.
But the bottom line is that simply because in order to be a teacher, you have to do the same things that a person who wants to be a chemist at Monsanto has to do. You have to go through the test. You have to go through the certification. You have to go through, be able to present to Monsanto that piece of paper that says that I've done the things required to be a chemist. Whether or not I'm a good chemist will be determined by you at my job. The same with the teacher. You can't be a teacher simply because you're a good chemist. You need to go through exactly the same thing that teachers go through to get certified. And it's a demeaning and a diminishment of what a teacher is to say that you could automatically be a teacher or that you shouldn't have to go through the same standards and training
that a chemist
has.
But I said neither one of those things. I never said that you shouldn't have to, and I said never said that...
That's what the certification process is all about, and you're questioning the need of the certification process.
No, what I'm not questioning the need of it. I'm just saying to you is that the mere fact of certification in and of itself does not really demonstrate anything other than the teacher was certified.
But it's
and
a
what
place,
I'm saying
it's
is that,
the place to start. It's just like with
okay,
the chemist.
Okay, fair.
It's
the place to start, but what I'm saying is the inquiry shouldn't end there.
But absolutely, and I've never said the inquiry should be in there, but I'm saying that it has to begin there. Everybody needs to be certified. Everybody needs to be certified. And if
well,
you're
then how
teacher,
do you explain the success that many Catholic schools or private schools have had without...
How do you define success?
Well, I mean, you look at the take the high schools for instance that have you know, 98%.
I'm sorry. I've got to go to break. I've got to go. Thanks for your call. We're going to take a break.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Nassau. The Bush administration wants to station American customs inspectors at the largest port in the Bahamas and is now working on the details with the Bahamian government. The U.S. has already cut a deal with a company in Hong Kong for equipment that will detect nuclear material inside cargo containers. But that deal has already come under criticism because it was a no-bid contract for $6 million. Right now, there are no American agents checking cargo in the Bahamas, and some congressmen are expressing concern about not having American people oversee those scanning inspections. And Dateline Dubai. You'll be happy to find out that all of the extra money you've been having to pay for gasoline in recent months has helped Saudi Arabia earn record profits for last year. The kingdom estimates it took in about $154 billion from oil sales during 2005, and it's expecting to make an even bigger profit margin this year. A hike in demand from both the U.S. and China resulted in prices going over the $60 a barrel threshold. But the Saudis say they are planning to take some of that extra money and increase production capacity over the next several years. Saudi Arabia is the largest producer in the OPEC cartel, turning out just under 10 million barrels of oil every day. This is your wake-up call Global News Update.
I am Stella Hughes, asking you to vote for Shelley Welch on April 4th if you are tired of the Good Old Boy Network in University City. Vote with Shelley Welch if you want to be included when changes are being made in the city that affect you and your neighborhood. If you want positive progress for University City, vote for Shelley Welch. Vote for Shelley Welch if you agree that City Hall has become complacent. It is time for change in University City. On April 4th, vote for Shelley Welch.
Paid for by Shelley Welch for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer.
It's tax time. Where are you going to go to get them done? Only one place. Richard Smith's Tax Service, 367-1282. Why? Because he's honest. Because they're dependable. Because they're respectful. And because they have a check cashing place right there. You can cash your check right there at 1408 North Kings Highway, Suite 113A. He's been there before the other guys got here, and he'll be here after they leave. Richard Smith Tax Service, 367-1282.
Hello, I'm Lucille Mitchell of the Bible Answer Crusade broadcast. The Seventh-day Adventist churches in the St. Louis area present the broadcast every Sunday morning. The focus of the program lies in the areas of health, family, prophecy, and the gospel. For information that you can use in your own life, listen every Sunday morning at 9 for the Bible Answer Crusade broadcast right here on your weekend gospel voice of choice, AM 920 WGNU.
The Struggle for Fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Dedication to all the refugees worldwide. One time. Say, say, say. Government yard in Brooklyn. Come out of bus office to Brooklyn. I did mingle with the good people we meet. Good friends we have, good friends we've lost along the way.
If this welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Alfred.
Yes, Liz, thank you for taking my second call. I called you this morning and told you that I was for vouchers, and I asked you, if I lived in a particular area in the city, did the city assign me to a, I mean, the school board assign me to a board?
To
you
a school.
You have this man, Peter Downzone, that's running for the school board, who has two or three kids in the public school. And y'all told me, no, you can pick your seat to send your child to any school in the city. Since that, I got two or three calls from friends of mine that recognized my voice, told me that's not so. So what I did, I called down to the school board. I called and talked to two different people, and they said, no, it's something to do with the block. They went into great detail. It's something to do with the block unit.
Now, the block unit. Yeah, okay, well, let me
just finish talking.
Okay.
I would like for you to call down there and check and ask them if you live in a, if you live at, say, 5400 Page, do you have to go to that neighborhood school, or can you pick any school in the city and go to and see what they tell you? But when I'm concerned about this man is running for the school board, he did not know that little basic question, you know,
and here's the thing, because you asked a number of different things in the context of it, of your question. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
If I go to a magnet school,
wait a minute.
You want my explanation? I'm going to give you my explanation for what I said.
Okay.
If you can just sit still and listen to it. Okay.
Sure.
All right. So if you go to a magnet school, you can go to any of the magnet schools in the city of St. Louis. That's one thing. There is no neighborhood school requirement. Otherwise, we wouldn't have children sitting at bus stops at 6 o'clock in the morning being bused out of their community. Secondly, the same, it's very interesting to me, Alfred, that they would tell you that there's only neighborhood schools in the city of St.
No,
Louis.
They didn't see what
wait, that's where kids go to. And let me explain to you why that's very interesting. Because I live in North St. Louis. In North St. Louis, there were dozens of schools closed in North St. Louis. And the replacement schools were not in North St. Louis. People are being bused out of, children are having to walk 2 miles. Do you know that they changed the rate of the amount of the length that kids walk without giving them bus passes? Why do you think that at Roosevelt High School, Alfred, that there was a child that got up during the school board meeting and begged Craig Williams, who gets paid $25,000 a month, begged him to please reinstate the bus passes because I can't get to school? Why do you think that there was a counselor that got up at that same school board meeting and begged Craig Williams and Darnetta Klingstiel and the rest of the board, please give us the bus passes because kids are dropping out of high schools? If these were neighborhood schools, why do they need bus passes? Kids are being bused and sent to schools all over this district. Are there some kids that get to go to school in their neighborhood? Absolutely. But do kids get bused and shipped and moved all over this school district, regardless of where they live? Absolutely, Alfred.
I'm not saying that's not true. All I'm saying, you have to be assigned to a school. You do not have a choice of picking the school you want to go to. That's all I'm saying. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
And I'm saying that you have a man there that's running for the school board.
But here's what I think.
That's what I'm questioning.
Okay, and yeah. Alfred, the answer that I just gave you?
Yeah, but that's...
Okay, wait a minute. The answer was not the answer to
the ball.
No. That is not the answer to the question that you asked, right? It was not the answer to the question that you asked.
No, okay. If you
I got it. I got it. I got what you asked. I got what you asked.
Can you pick
your... Alfred, I got what you asked now. I got what you asked now. And the answer is, I can't, because you were asking two different things, Alfred. You're asking if kids have neighborhood schools and if kids pick the schools that they go into. The fact of the matter is that when the district told you that there are neighborhood schools, that's not an answer to your question either. The fact of the matter is that kids are shipped where the district ships them. And parents, if they have kids in magnet schools, their kids go to those magnet schools. So, no, the kids do not get to pick because parents would be able to keep their babies at home. So, when the district said that they have neighborhood schools, they do not. They absolutely do not. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Brown. Congratulations, North St. Louis. Since the signs have apparently been removed from all public properties, all I'm seeing is Donna Jones and
Peter Downs.
But anyway, Doctor, I want you on my debate team. Success, huh? How do you define success?
You know, it is so interesting to me to hear people talk about, like the caller who called mm-hmm. about the question of the
chemist.
Yeah, the chemist. He did say he wants to be a teacher, and it's a shame that he can't get to be a teacher because of the rules. That's what he was saying.
Yeah, so he can plop people.
So
where
he can plop
them.
People. Where, you know, so all of a sudden, teacher certification has no value. Teacher education has no value. Just because I'm a chemist, I should be able to be a teacher? No, you need to go through the training that teachers go through, and if you can make it, you make it, and if you don't, you don't.
To adhere to the standards.
You know, all of a sudden, we don't have to have standards just because somebody has the missionary attitude of I can go in and teach because I'm a chemist. No, you don't get to go in and teach. You got to go through the same thing that teachers go through, just like with chemists. Can I be a chemist just because I have a missionary mind to go into Monsanto and make Monsanto less white? I can have that missionary mind, too, but that doesn't mean I'm going to get a job as a chemist.
That's right. I'm glad you're on my side.
Thanks for your call. Listen, folks, Liz Brown, wake up call. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stay tuned for more.
Some very bad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember
that. For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Latest from ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger.
I only have an SUV because I've got 6 dogs, and I certainly wouldn't be picking something that gets this gas mileage otherwise.
He's an SUV owner who says he really feels it every time he gasses up, and those days may be numbered. The White House has drawn up some new fuel efficiency rules for SUVs and light trucks. The president called for them in his State of the Union address. The president leaves later on today for